beautiful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 20th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of the time zone, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission. Please endeavor to tell those around you. Tell them to come and listen to Radio Biafra. Tell them that that very wonderful thing, which is the propagation of this very message that will bring salvation, this very message that will bring the extrication or bring about the extrication of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, from the bondage of darkness they find themselves in the abominable and damnable zoological republic, into light. Therefore, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of what you are, regardless of what you are yet to become, I welcome you, and I will always insist on asking you to welcome other people as well. Before I go forward, I must thank Gucci Mefo very well for filling out very well in my absence the 2 episodes running. We welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. But before I go on to broader news headlines and a complete news summary, please, I must each and every one of you acknowledge you, whatever you are, by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, where I will be touring very soon. I will visit Indonesia. I will travel to Malaysia, my beloved Malaysia. I will go there to see them. I will also travel to China. I will go to Russia as well. If those of them in Japan are ready, I will also be able to drop down in Japan. I have also received telephone calls from people in the Philippines asking for my presence there. I do not know how possible all these trips are going to be, but I shall endeavor to be in Indonesia, to be in Malaysia, in China, and in Russia. Very, very important that we cover those areas. Depending on the seriousness and the readiness of those of you in Japan, those of you in the Philippines, that will then determine my itinerary. And my name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. If you experience an intermittency in our transmission this very evening, please do not blame us, because I am outside the United Kingdom. I am doing what you asked me to do. I am doing what we have been asked to come to do, which is to restore Biafra by every means available to us. That is what we are doing, exploring those alternative means outside the confines of the United Kingdom. To listen to Radio Biafra, there are numerous platforms which you can go to. You can go onto satellite, because Radio Biafra is on satellite. If you point your dish towards 17 degrees east, Amos 5 satellite, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. If you also go to www.radiobiafra.co, we are there. If you go to biafrarestoration.com, if you download TuneIn app, that is the best and the safest way to do this. Go and download TuneIn app. You can listen to Radio Biafra via that very platform as well. We are on Radio Forest. We are on peopleofbiafra.org. Radio Biafra is also received on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are on biafratelevision.co, where UHMFO presented our program. I think that was last night. I think it was breathtaking. The studio setting was quite amazing. We can only go forwards and never backwards. There are some people who think that they can be very foolish enough to doubt our resolve, to think that there is anything they can do to stop us from doing what we are doing. How foolish they are, because here we are not going to stop. They need to understand the meaning of the word resilience. We are very, very resilient. We do not prevaricate. We do not retreat, and we shall never surrender. Everything we told you we are going to do, we are on the path to accomplishing all of that and even many more. That is why we ask our men on the ground, our soldiers, just to stay put, stay where you are. The archdevil himself has fallen. The effigy of our time, Owazurike, has gone by the wayside. We must now march on relentlessly towards that very goal, towards that very ambition, that ultimate objective which we set out in the beginning. Therefore, wherever you are, please pay very close attention, because the number with which you can contact us this very evening has changed slightly. Please bear this in mind. You will get your pen and paper, please. I did say to Karamonde I was going to get these numbers over to her, but before we finalize what we are doing, it was slightly late. Please take good note and jot down this very number. This is the number with which you can contact Radio Biafra this very evening. It is not our normal. I repeat, it is not the normal Radio Biafra studio line in London. It is a different one altogether. If you call this number, we will take your call. And this particular line is an international line, which means wherever we are, we must be able to take your call on this very line. It is a very expensive line to call, but don't worry about that. We are able to meet that very challenge. The number, please, you must listen very carefully, is a slight variation from the one that we have in London. Please, please, please do pay very particular attention to this very number as I pronounce the digits. +44 79 37 69 8758. I repeat, +44 78 37 0044 79 37 69 8758. I repeat, +44 79 37 69 8758. That is the number. There is also another accompanying international number which you must note if you wish to get through to us via that means. It is +233 54 93 54 543. I repeat, +233 54 93 54 543. These are the two numbers with which you will be able to get hold of Radio Biafra this very evening. We are also on Radio Biafra 1 on Skype and also on Radio Biafra only. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1, those are the two Skype lines we are going to be using this very evening from here where we are. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, the number to call this very evening if you wish to join our live interactive session, that number is +44 79 37 69 8758. And this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. As we said earlier, I don't know what most people do. Some of us are working extremely hard. Chiku Udoforma is doing the same thing in Australia. There are a lot of us working very hard right across this very earth, in various continents, in various countries, in various cities and towns. You must also be able to do yours as well. You must also be able to ensure that you do whatever you can within your capability, within your powers, to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. We are not just seeking Biafra, but we reaffirm, we underline our incorruptibility. That is where we go forward to proclaim with every degree of assurance and certainty that we are incorruptible and must remain so. That this very platform, piloted by the editorial board of Radio Biafra, shall now and always remain incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow, because here we are, we intend to be on the good side of the good Lord Chukwu Abiama, unto whom and in whose name everything that we do, all that we have become, all that we are yet to become, we offer in absolute and unquestionable submission to his will and his will alone, because his will must be done eventually. Every prayer, every honor, every glory, every adoration, every praise, every uplifting of name we grant to the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama for his kindness towards his children. We are the chosen people of God. The Biafran people are directly descended from heaven. We are the only place upon this very planet Earth where we know people to be called the children of the kingdom of heaven, where we know people to be called those created by God, where we know people to be called Umuchukwuma Basemwa Nigwe, Telechoko, Uwezala. All these places you can find in Biafra land and nowhere else on this earth. That is why we are very special, and that is why Chukwu Abiama has mandated us to go forth to preach this very gospel. Our number, once again, I notice that those of you who are back home have caught on to it immediately. The number is +44 79 37 69 8758 is a new number, it's an international number, it's a global number. Wherever we are, we should be able to take your calls in over 190 countries. Also, we are telling you this evening that we are on +233, which is slightly more expensive, +233-549-354-543. That is the number. We are also here on +233-549-354-543. +44-79-37-69-8758. Our Skype plans are also open. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you regardless of wherever you are up on this very planet on this very day. Once again, the 20th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. By way of headline, I must proceed to do so. And once again, I thank those that participated in the presentation of Radio Biafra live broadcast alongside my own deputy, Uchemefo, last night and also this very morning. I thank each and every one of you for your help, for your persistence, for your endurance, for the work that you are doing to ensure that this very kingdom of God is brought to fruition. That kingdom of God, I hasten to add, is Biafra, and no other place it is Biafra. Most of you are calling us. Please hold your fire. When we open our lines, we shall bring that to your knowledge. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming each and every one of you. Please, if you have not done anything today, ensure that you tell minimum 10 people as we are live on air. Please tell them that this is Radio Biafra. Please tell them that we are transmitting live and direct to the entirety of humanity to do what Chukwu Abiam have mandated us to do, because only he determined that we should come and not man. Only God determined that we should come. That is why we are going to do this and do it in truth and honesty. I have been advised that my volume is a bit high and I'm adjusting it. Sometimes it depends on the field, on the magnetic field around where we are. Where we are today, the fields are very, very active, and I have done so accordingly. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do so and to continue to do our work in truth and honesty, knowing fully well that only those who are pure at heart will be able to go forth to bring about the absolute independence and liberty of Biafraland. I welcome you once again. And now we are going over to our news headlines and accompanying news summary. They are now replying to themselves, the fools replying to each other, as Oje Lambasu Korocha says APC has already failed in Abia. These are the people doing their utmost best to try to corner the children of God, to try to set us apart, to try whatever they can within their capability to ensure that we remain slaves forever. We Biafrans are not slaves. By Biafra, we mean the Igbo people, the Doma people, the Efik people, the Ibibios, the Shekiris, the Robos, the Ijaw people, and any other people encapsulating the same area that Ojukwu announced is part of Biafra in 1967, when that very famous declaration was made. Oji is now lambasting Okorocha. APC is doing their best to bring Boko Haram Islamic murderous outrage to the hearts of Biafra land, and we will not allow them to prevail. We can't allow the likes of Rochas Okorocha to prevail and all those Biafran groups that he formed. We know who they are. Very soon we shall be announcing their names one after the other. These are the traitors of our time, and they cannot see Biafra land. They can never see Biafra. Because if they see Biafra, that will be an abomination. We shall begin to announce their names very shortly. These are the people working with Rochas Okorocha, working with APC Boko Haram, trying to bring shame and dishonor to the name of Biafra. We are going to announce their names very soon. We are going to publish their addresses. We are going to make these traitors known to our people, that every concerted effort will be done to ensure that they do not see that very kingdom of heaven that we know to be Biafra land. Amechi says Jonathan is a common thief. It is now coming to the fore. Everybody knows they listen to Radio Biafra and they go for to proclaim whatever it is that they intend to do. It was us that told them that Jonathan has his money in Namibia. Jonathan's investment is in Namibia. That is why he's dumping all his money. Others can put theirs in South Africa. Some have theirs in Ghana. Some people have theirs in Austria, in Vienna, all over the world. All these criminals have their looted funds stashed away in foreign bank accounts. They have no confidence, they have no hope in the banking system of the same zoo that they have cleverly and systematically defrauded. That is why they put all the money abroad. It is coming to light today that Amechi is now openly calling Jonathan a thief. and we do not disagree with him. Soldiers found guilty of conspiracy will be executed. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra, and I never tire telling you this. Here we told them that the Boko Haram officers are those of them that served under Buhari and Babangida. Go and check all the officers commanding or piloting the affairs of Boko Haram. They all served without exception under Buhari and also Babangida. Some of them are still in the army. They are sympathetic to Boko Haram now. They are now saying that anybody caught because of the lack of confidence that the U.S. made very clear to the whole world a few months ago, and only a few days ago, also Cameroon said that they will not share their intelligence anymore with the Zou army. That is why they have now said anybody caught conspiring with Boko Haram will be executed. Nasarawa is now boiling as four people killed, APC and PDP supporters clash. The same thing that happened in the past is going to repeat itself, because history is very canny. History is very funny. It will always repeat itself. These are the types of nonsense, so to speak, that prevailed in the Zou when the action group founded by the tribalist Awolowo clashed with NCNC supporters in the former Western region, resulting in the coup that happened that replaced the old guard with the new, with the revolution led by Nzogu himself. Now four more people have been killed. There can never be elections next year. That will be to usher in absolute disaster. We are asking the United Nations to come in to conduct a referendum to determine the fate of the people. But we are not waiting for them. We are making it very clear that the UN should come in to announce a date for a referendum in 2015, or else there will be disaster in the Zou. People must not be under any illusion. There will be no election in the parts of the Zou where elections will be carried out. There will be open warfare. We are making that known to the whole world, that they have that in mind as well. As the Zou sinks deeper into external debt, when we say the Zou, we mean Nigeria. Nigeria is a Zou, a place populated by animals and by monkeys, those who cannot reason properly. That is why they are in debt. Despite the fact that they pump trillions upon trillions of dollars worth of crude oil every blessed year, they are in debt. As the Zou, Nigeria sinks deeper and deeper into external debt under Jonathan's watch, very high level of 10.4 trillion as at June 2014. What are they doing with all this money? We do not know. There is no investment in capital infrastructure. There is nothing happening. No new roads are being built. Bridges are not being built. There are no railways. There are no schools. There are no hospitals. The question beggars belief. What have they been doing with the money? All the money gotten from oil, where is it going to? All the money that you receive from oil, where is it going to? That is what the world would like to know. That is what we want to know. Why are you in debt, Jonathan? Why are you borrowing money? What are you borrowing the money for? Is it to put away in Namibia, where you have some of your other investments? I do not know. Soldiers refuse deployment against Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists Boko Haram, demanding superior weapons, because it is now very clear that Boko Haram are well armed. As I say to our people, we are wasting too much time. Now is the time to strike the army of the Zou. You give us the weapons we need. We go there and we take them apart. That is what we need to do now. Not tomorrow, not next year. For the simple reason that no army can fight on two fronts, given the superior weaponry of Boko Haram Islamic jihadists, the Zou army will dare not face east. If they face east, they will be overrun from behind. That is one thing our people must know. That is why you must continue to do what you're doing to ensure that we lay our hands on those very weapons for us to go and meet our enemies in battle. Very, very important that this very movement being piloted by the Tribune of Radio Biafra through the gospel preached by this very radio station, of which I happen to be the director, we will go to meet our enemies in battle. Very, very important that we do this, so that Biafra will be born and baptized in fire. We don't want a Biafra of peacefully negotiated settlements. No, we don't want that. We want a Biafra that will emerge from war. Very, very important we understand this. Nigeria falls United Kingdom newspaper allegation on war crimes. They are alleging that Jonathan is a war criminal, while Gowon that killed 3.5 million Biafrans, slaughtered and killed 1 million Biafran children, they are free to move about. But the United Kingdom, a newspaper in the UK, following a documentary aired on their television, is now seeking to indict the zoological president, the zoologist himself, Goodluck Jonathan. And rightfully so, because Jonathan is an imbecile. Anything you can do to remove that very man from that place will be welcome. We don't care who governs the zoo. Anytime a Biafra person is in charge of that very country, they kill us. Don't you know that? Nnamdi Azikiwe, when he was the governor general, they were killing us. Have you forgotten? The just riots. Most of you do not know this. When Agu Irunsi ascended the throne following the mayhem and the turmoil resulting from the coup led by Nzowo, we were slaughtered. In fact, Irunsi himself was killed in the process. Anytime we dare get close to that very seat, they kill us. They never killed us until Jonathan became the president of the zoo. Once Jonathan won the election in 2011, they opened their campaign against us. Therefore, I do not want any Biafran to occupy that throne of blood, the throne of the Zoological Republic. We are Biafran people. We do not go to seek any political or sphere of influence outside that very geographical area given to us by God in heaven. Chukwu Abiam gave it to us. Any day you step outside those boundaries to go and seek political relevance outside, you invite destruction upon your people. Nnamdi Azikiwe did it. Look at where we are today. Therefore, that is why I call for Jonathan to return. Most of you may not understand the history of our people. You may not be conversant with how things function in that very land, but I'm telling you that Biafrans are not made or meant to go and dabble into the politics of their enemies. Abuja is not Biafra land. Lagos is not Biafra land. If you go there to play politics, you are inviting death and destruction upon our people. The same thing that happened to those that kneeled before Yoruba pastors. Now, we are beginning to draw a very clear link between all these things that it may become very apparent to you. We told you, go and check the history of the zoo. Anytime a Biafran person or an Igbo man is in charge of the zoo, they always kill Igbo people. They always kill Biafran people. Nnamdi Azikiwe, number one, as the governor general. Go and ask anybody. Okay? Number two was Agu Irunsi. What happened to us? Number three is now Jonathan. And this will be the last. It will be the last. It won't happen again. The same rubbish that a particular Azikiwe started, this same Azikiwe is going to finish it off. We do not want to continue to exist within Nigeria. Nigeria has been designed to kill the children of God. We came from God, proven by the British. The British map is quite explicit that here lies the children of God. The lost tribe of Israel can be found in the present-day Biafra land. We continue. The news is quite much there. Six monkeys from the zoo isolated in Germany and in Vietnam. Six Nigerians isolated in Germany and in Vietnam. We are not Nigerians. Biafra is not a part of Nigeria. Biafra is under occupation by Nigeria with the help of the British. By extension, Hausa Islamic people are in control of Biafra land and her oil fields. In fact, they are keeping watch for the landlord. The landlord is Britain. Britain is taking the oil coming from Biafra land, but because they cannot come to take it directly, they gave Hausa Fulani Boko Haram overall control of all the resources within God's own kingdom, that they may continue in perpetuity to enrich themselves and impoverish those that those resources were there to serve or are there to serve. And now the news in greater detail. I don't know if the barrister is able to join me. When the barrister decides to join me, please, barrister, you can join me on any of these two lines. I think the one for the UK is better for Barrister Mamezu, if you're listening. +44 793 769 8758. I repeat, +44 793 769 8758. And this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from a position and a location that we are not at liberty to disclose, but which we have come to in order to continue this very work that Chukwu Abiam has decreed that we must do. Now the news in greater detail. Abia State Governor Chief Theodorji has said the opposition All Progressive Congress cannot win a polling booth in the state in the 2015 general election, as the party does not exist in Abia. Governor Oji, who was reacting to a recent boasting by Governor Okorocha of Imo State, who said APC would take over Abia in 2015, said Okorocha is suffering from acute malaria, even as he advised him to seek medical examination. Okorocha, who was represented by his deputy, Prince Eze Madumere, had, while addressing a stakeholders meeting at the Southeast chapter of APC held in Omuahia, said APC would sack PDP from the seat of power in the state come 2015. The reason being that the only thing that happens there is rigging upon rigging upon rigging upon rigging. That's what they do. They rig elections. So when somebody is an incumbent, that is how it's going to be forever. Once again, this evening, this is the second historical footnote. At no time in the history of the zoo called Nigeria has an opposition party won an election. Never. The party in power always determines who wins. The party in power will always decide who wins. No time has the opposition won. Never, ever, ever. It is either the opposition wins or there is a coup. Instead of the opposition to win, there will be a coup. They will truncate this entire system and the army will also appoint who will take over from them. In other words, there has been seamless continuity of fraud and criminality from day one. In other words, the zoo has never had free and fair elections before. Before the British left, they handed over power to the Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram. And they, in turn, always determine who is going to win and who isn't going to win. In other words, in the history of the zoo called Nigeria, there has never been any free and fair elections. Never, ever, ever. All you do, if you're the incumbent, you stuff your ballot boxes, and that's the end of it. And you win. Abuja, and before Abuja, Lagos, will always determine who wins. You can be counting your vote all you like. Abuja will announce that this is the winner, and that's the end of it. That is why the UN must come in next year to conduct a series of referenda, to go all over the place and ask the people, what do you want? Elections, as there has been existing before, can never work. It will not happen. It just will not happen. The zoo is headed for implosion. The zoo will crumble. The zoo will disintegrate. And Britain will experience firsthand what it means to have 60 million people at their doorstep seeking asylum. We continue. Governor Yemi Osinbajo of Rivers State on Tuesday said the present war against insurgency will not stop unless the federal government of the zoo was ready to tackle it head on, saying the federal government institutions have stolen all the money meant for human and infrastructural development in the country. This is as the governor denied any reef to President Goodluck Jonathan, saying, "We are not quarreling, we just have disagreement on how to govern the country. I have huge respect for him. He is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces and he should be the only person to tell us how to bring Chibok girls back." Amaechi, who indicted the presidency of inciting Muslims and Christians against one another in an attempt to win election by all means come 2015, stated this when he featured on a Kaduna-based Liberty Radio weekly program, Guest of the Week. According to him, until the federal government of the zoo is ready to first tackle the underlying factors, which include corruption, education, and poverty, ending the insurgency would continue to be a mirage. According to him, if the federal government could support military through intelligence gathering, which has helped in combating militancy in River State and other states in the region, it will be a good beginning to end the menace. He added that there was the need for the government to work with everybody, especially the locals, in order to know who and where the insurgents live, reiterating that it was the failure of the government in the first place. You cannot compare them with the Niger Delta militants. Niger Delta militants were very, very specific. They were trying to correct an injustice. Niger Delta militants were out for resource control, and rightfully so, to control the resources on their land. Niger Delta militants had a clearly well-defined objective. You cannot compare that to Boko Haram. Niger Delta militants were not driven by ideology. There was no ideological underpinning to the quest for resource control. But in terms of Boko Haram, there is an ideology. That is where Amaechi is wrong. Our people must learn to read and to understand what they're actually reading. There is a difference between an ordinary aspiration and pursuing a particular objective based on your ideological leanings and persuasion. That is a very clear difference. He doesn't know that. He thinks that if you go to Boko Haram and give them money, they will... No, they won't. They want you to convert to Islam. That is the difference. Therefore, Boko Haram insurgency is not the same as give me oil insurgency. That's a very big difference. The Niger Delta militants are fighting for oil. Boko Haram is fighting to Islamize you. That is the marked difference, a remarkable difference between the two. Therefore, Amechi, you are wrong. You don't understand what insurgency means. You have not the faintest idea as to what it meant to face an adversary fueled or propelled by an ideology. Why do you think Biafra hasn't died after 40 years? Why? You killed us 3.5 million. We are being subjugated. We have been sent abroad, sent packing all over the world. Why have you not defeated us? Why? Because Biafra is a religion. Biafra is an ideology. You cannot defeat it until Biafra comes to stay. Never, ever, ever will it be defeated. That is the difference. And because the issue of resource control is not a religion, it's not an ideology, it has quickly fizzled out into money-making, contract-keeping rubbish with oil pipeline contract. We continue. The Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Kenneth Minima, yesterday in Enugu hinted that firing squad away soldiers found to have conspired with members of Boko Haram in the northeast zone of the zoo. The Chief of Army Staff, who was at the 82nd Division Enugu as part of his familiarization tour of the Nigerian Army formations, reiterated that the issue of conspiracy would not be tolerated. He said, of course, the issue of saboteurs, which we experienced in the northeast, where soldiers found it necessary to conspire, connive, or collaborate with the terrorist elements, we are taking charge of that, and very soon we will identify them, and they will go through a field court-martial and executed in the theater. It is an offense against our campaign to rid Nigeria of insurgency and terrorist elements. You must avoid being caught in the web because it is a field court martial now. No more administrative court martial. You will be brought, tried, then, and summarily dealt with. It is a volunteer army. If you're tired, simply put in your paper and go away. Don't find fault in the army. Don't come and ridicule the army, this man is saying. These are the men with the money. He's a general, which means he has a very fat foreign bank account. The children are studying abroad. The grandchildren are in very beautiful finishing schools in Switzerland. They have money to play with. That is why he's a general. It is the same thing that you found in Egypt, the same nonsense that was in Somalia. This very penchant for these people, they call themselves generals, they call themselves leaders and the military heads of state, to be corrupt. And they are blinded by their stupidity. Blinded by it. Don't you know that there is no difference between Boko Haram and Hausa Fulani people? They are one and the same. Don't you know that? Mr. Minima, you don't know that? Anyway, your own time is coming. He said it is a volunteer army. You'll be court-martialed. So, does the Nigerian army, or was it formed to police people internally, to be oppressing people internally, or to defend the country from external enemies? Why did Africans even agree to have a standing army? So, was the army of the zoo created to terrorize innocent civilians, or was the army created to defend Nigeria from external aggression? They deploy army on the street with reckless abandonment. People do not care. An army being deployed on the street. How sad can that be? How wretched can that be? How impossible can that be? But there they go on and they do it. And what is the result? Innocent people dying. Look at how he's talking. The insurgency. You'll be caught, martialed, and executed on the spot. Boko Haram, why don't you go and caught martial Buhari? Or caught martial Babangida? Haven't you seen Babangida before? Why can't you caught martial him? These are the sponsors of Boko Haram. You're running around saying you want to caught martial people. No, you shouldn't. Go for your own masters, those of them responsible for your own promotion in the army. You can't go after them. The same way you can't go after them is how their boys are wreaking havoc at the war that you're fighting with Boko Haram, because Boko Haram will overrun the zoo army very soon. They will. They will. They will court martial and execute you. That's the only thing they understand. When they take away your guns, they tie your hands behind your back, they execute you. That's all they can understand. To go and face a formidable and credible adversary, Nigerian troops have never won any major campaign before. They prevailed in the Biafran war because the British were with them. People gave them weapons, the Egyptians, everybody supported them to win, because now we know what the British knew then, that Biafrans are the children of God and the British are not the children of God. Therefore, envy, jealousy, hatred conspired to ensure that Biafra is stifled. But we have risen again, and this time around we have learned our lessons and we are going to win. Believe you me, we will win. We continue. No fewer than 4 persons have been killed and several others wounded in a political crisis that engulfed that Dadere town in Obi, local government area of Nasarawa State. According to an eyewitness account, the clash occurred following the conflict between those supporting the state lawmaker Sidi Bako and that of state governor Umaru Tanko Al-Makura over the impeachment notice served on the governor, in which Bako, who hails from the area, signed the impeachment notice against his kinsman, the governor. The lawmaker, who, together with his colleagues, left for Abuja on July 14, returned home last Monday for legislative duties at the assembly complex, where he was received by his supporters with a grand reception. It was gathered that the reception did not go down well with the supporters of the governor, who also took to the streets to register a disappointment with Bako for signing the impeachment notice against Governor Al-Makura. This is what is happening. They said they should practice democracy. And this is it. This is the result of it. The killings of people. I thought it was meant to usher in, as they call it, a new dispensation. What has become of that very dispensation? But nothing. It has ended up in a quagmire of death, of destruction, of stupidity, of ingloriousness on the part of everybody concerned. Very sad. As the zoo sinks deeper into external debt under Jonathan, Nigeria's total debt stock has risen to a very high level of 10.4 trillion as of June 2014. The rising debt profile of the zoo is made up of external debt stock of 1.46 trillion, federal government domestic debt of 7.421 trillion. Oh my God. States in the Federation have a domestic debt stock of 1.5 trillion. Everything is in trillion. The federal government share of the rising external debt starts at $6.36 billion. As at December 2013, however, the total stock of external debt was 8.81 billion, indicating a rise of 556 million in the first half of 2014. Now, what have they done with the new money they have borrowed? Where is the money? Who has it? In whose account is it? Because we can assure you that this same money, they go abroad to borrow money, they borrow it, they come back, and they take it back to the same account, in fact, to the same bank. They go to City Corporation or Citibank. They say to Citibank, we want to borrow money. It's called a sovereign debt, to go and borrow money on behalf of all the monkeys in the zoo. They take that money, they bring it back to Abuja. And then the next day, the same money will go back to Citibank, but in a singular private individual's account. Do you know that? That's what they do. The same money will then go back to a single individual's account. That is what happens. And then they say they owe money. That they owe money. They owe money, which is very, very sad. Very, very sad. Very sad. We continue. It has been reported by Sahara reporters that 30 Nigerian soldiers based in Maiduguri, Borno State, this morning refused to proceed to Bama area to engage insurgents belonging to the dreaded Boko Haram sect. A military officer at Maimalari Barracks told a Sahara reporters correspondent over the phone that the soldiers refused orders to fight on the grounds that they were not provided with the right kind of sophisticated guns and other equipment used by fighters of the Islamic militant group. They said that they will only go to battle Boko Haram in Bama if they have superior weapons, said the officer. I told our people that the zoo army is finished. They cannot fight. They are full of cowards. But our people will not listen. They will not listen, will they? We are there being afraid of the army. The zoo army is finished. They are demoralized. They cannot fight. If you have the same equipment they have, they cannot fight. The only place they are strong is when they come against you. If you don't have any weapons, you see them, they start shining. If you have a weapon, believe you me, they will run away from you the same way they're running away from Boko Haram. We continue. The defense headquarters has faulted a British newspaper report that Nigerian government committed war crimes by terrorizing some of its citizens in the war again. Of course, it's true. Don't you terrorize people? Go to Enugu. I don't know why this BBC, they always love Hausa people too much. Please, BBC correspondents or CNN or whoever you are, just enter into an unmarked bus. Drive, try to move from Enugu to Port Harcourt. You see what will happen to you. You see what is war crimes on the road as you're moving along. You will encounter humiliation upon humiliation. Try and do it. Then you see what it is. Therefore, what they're saying is correct to an extent, because we experience this thing on a daily basis. And who are the ones dishing it out? Hausa Fulani soldiers deployed to Biafra land to come and terrorize those that they killed, 3.5 million of their relatives. The report called to the British newspaper Daily Independent UK, in which it claimed that the Nigerian government committed war crimes by terrorizing some of its citizens in the war against insurgency. Is it to say the least unduly judgment and quite consistent with the disdain and bias with which a section of the Western media reports Africa is said? You're talking nonsense. These people from Jonathan said, you people, you don't have shame. The disdain that they are reporting about Africa, but they created the Africa that you're governing. The zoo called Nigeria is a British product. Don't you know that? So they have the right to say anything they want to say. Why? Oh, so you reject what they are saying, but you accept the country that they created, or the rubbish called the country that they created. So you don't know that the zoo that you're inside was created by the British. So you can pick, you can just cherry pick anyone you like to take. No, they have the right to criticize Africa, because they created Africa. They are the gods of Africans, because we've allowed them to. But thankfully enough, only Chukwu Abiyama is our God. Only Chukwu Abiyama. Now you know what it means to be criticized. You now understand it. The British are the ones supporting Boko Haram. They are also the ones complaining that Boko Haram people are being killed. In other words, they want Islam to overrun the place. And we will not let that happen. We can't afford to let that happen. This is Radio Biafra. That is our news today and accompanying the summary. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again. And our lines are open. Our lines are open. The number to call is +44 79 37 69 8758. I repeat, +44 79 37 69 8758. This is Radio Biafra. We also have another line, which is +233 549 354 543 +233 549 354 543. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you wherever you are once again. If you're listening to us, regardless of where you are, that our lines are open. If you call Radio Biafra, we will and must be able to take your call, because we are here to serve you in truth and honesty, because this is your radio station, because you fund it, you support it in every way that you can. You continue to defend the editorial stance of Radio Biafra. Therefore, we are welcoming you wherever you are. This is our live presentation, our PM presentation. We come to you two times every blessed day. Two times a day, we present to you Radio Biafra, one in the morning, one in the evening. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is your radio station. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. We ask them to please try and call us back. I don't know why they called, and I don't know. Sometimes some people, I don't know if they want to test to see if they can hear our voice or what. I don't know what is wrong with them. They just come, they call us, and then they just quickly disappear. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming each and every one of you. If you call us, you stay where you are. If we pick your call, you remain on hold, please, we shall come to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The line has gone again. I don't know if the fault is from the line. The number they are calling is +44 793 769 8758. And we know this line to be okay. We know this line to be correct. So I do not understand what is happening. We also have another line, +233 549 354 543. I repeat, +233 549 354 543. This is Radio Biafra. And let's go to we are also on Radio Biafra on Skype. We are on Radio Biafra and also on Radio Biafra One. Let us see if this call will hold. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, yes, please. So, I have no idea what they're saying. My goodness me. What on earth is this? It sounds like somebody from a woman speaking. This is amazing. I don't know who is talking. It sounds as if somebody, people from Amewata. I don't know where, who that person is. Heaven forbid. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Abel. I'm calling from Osun State.
Yes, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. The caller on the phone, the other line, stay where you are. Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Baruch, I'm happy to hear your voice this evening.
Thank you.
Once again, my name is Obinna Obikeni.
Thank you.
Nanongrasset, Biafra Lands. Yeah. I want to ask more suggestions in Osun State here. Even some people are interested me for Radio Biafra. When I get finished, I left the DMS. When I'm telling people that Biafra Radio is existing, and people are listening to it, they are not even going to know. Then when I call my other guy, I tell him that there is Biafra Radio. So some people say that they will go and listen to it when they get home. So in my own opinion, it is that if there is any way that people can, you know, even to print card, share it, so that people will know that there is something like Biafra Radio existing. In Nigeria, where some people are not getting, some people don't have DSTV, some people don't have MyTV, they are using local channels. So if they can do that, people will be, you know, listen to Radio Biafra.
Yes, we are coming to that. We are very, very shortly, we will rectify that. We are working on it. We are working on it night and day. We can assure them. We are putting everything in place to make sure that our people listen to us, even on as they are driving their FM. They will listen to us very, very soon. We are working on it very, very hard. People can be rest assured that we are doing something about it. And thank you very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. We have a caller on the phone on the other line. Can you hear me? Good evening, my dear brother. If you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Please continue. From yes, Ifan, you stay where you are. Our lines are coming through to you on one channel. Let us try and see if we can rectify this very problem. You are coming through to us on one channel. Let's see. Ifan, can you hear me? Yes, it's better now. Please go ahead. Ifan, I can hear you. Go ahead. Yes. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm coming to say hello to you and to thank you because our people are very funny. As you didn't mention where you are coming from, where this program being held this evening, they will come and be asking you where are you and all what not. Please, definitely, you know our people, they are very funny. So I urge or I plead with you not to. You have to have every caller that will ask you the direction you are, the destination you are, please. That is the first. And secondly, I told you many times ago to tell you that this Biafra thing, in order we have what we call Biafra, 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 where the reason I try to call last 2 weeks. To let you know that we are all one, and that is what we call Umuagani village in Aba as well. So, on this stage, we are all one. If we are going through what we call the other part of that pastor, we can continue, we can keep on, you know, emphasizing on that because the struggle is to us. So, we need to focus and move on with our struggle. Bless God for giving us you, Nandi, because you are a tough man. As in, when I say you are unbeatable, I mean that you are formidable and you are invisible. That's what I concluded about you. May the good Lord continue and give you more wisdom to ride on this struggle. In Jesus' name.
He said to that, thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Well spoken, very eloquent, very elegant. We are all one people. Biafra is not a made-up name. It is not a fluke. That is the name we bore all the way from heaven coming down. And we are not going to abandon it. Please, I know that some of you may be encountering some slight problems with our presentation this very evening. But please do not despair. We are coming to you from a place I am not at liberty to tell you. I am not at liberty to tell you where we are. But if you call us, we will be able to take your call. If you call our number being +44 79 37 69 8758 on a day we are presenting that at last the Zoo Army has given in. They are now saying that Boko Haram, with their own words, have superior weapons to them. That is the only language the Zoo understands. Any other thing else is bound to fail. And we must continue to intensify our effort. We must continue to do what is right before God and before man. And that thing is to go and seek the unadulterated restoration of the Republic of Biafra. And in so doing, as I said before, we must endeavor to remain incorruptible. That is why we are here, and that is why we must remain to be here. Wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, we continue to ask you to be part of us this very evening, that this is Radio Biafra, our dear brother, telling us that this name, Afara, existed somewhere else. This is a very welcome development. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn down your system. I can hear you.
Okay. Hello, my name is Okomo.
And Unebo, hello? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Abia State.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, I think this is Radio Biafra.
Dear Lord. Of course it is. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. It is Radio Biafra. What else could it be? This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Yes. We are live. Yes.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you very much. In fact, I'm highly excited because I've been watching my cable TV. I don't know that Biafra exists on the cable. It was a day, 3 days ago, but I just tuned in this and I found out that it's the host of Radio Biafra. I said, you know, I heard a commentary. In fact, I am highly excited. I don't know that there are people like you that can, you know, make this thing to come to reality. You know, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, the whole world is hearing you as well. Yes, loud and clear, the whole world is hearing you as well. Please go ahead, I can hear you.
In fact, it's like I'm proud, Biafra. Yes, I am proud. I'm a bonafide citizen of Biafra. I know that here in Nigeria, because we are into slaves. They are treating us like slaves, and they don't want us to have freedom. But it is a pity that some evil people who...
Yes, from... Oh, no, we've lost him. We have lost him. We please ask you to try and return to us. We ask you to try and come back to us. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from a situation, from a location. I hasten to add, we are not obliged to inform you, but one thing is for sure. We are doing the work that you asked us to do. We are doing so in truth and honesty. We are doing so in the knowledge that if we continue to do what we are doing, if we continue to remain upright in all that we are doing, there is no way that Biafra will not come. That is why we ask everybody, please go out to evangelize, go out to spread the gospel, ensure that in all that you're doing, that Biafra comes first. I put Biafra first before any other thing, and that is why this work must continue forever and ever. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please raise your voice for me.
My name is Fuad Madu from Tamini.
You're calling from where?
Welcome back. I'm calling from Germany, sir.
From Germany. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Last night, I'm a part of Pride. It was wild. It was fantastic. We love it. We thank him in your absence. I have something bothering me that I want to ask.
Go ahead.
What is the religion, as we always say?
Yes.
But what Biafra that is in the region.
Oh my goodness me. My dear Lord. I don't know what happened. I just do not know. He's calling us from Germany. I don't know what happened. But our system seems to be okay. It seems to be okay. We are on Radio Biafra 1 on Skype as well. Radio Biafra and the Figure 1. If you go there and call us, you will be able to get through to us. Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. We are there. We are also on Radio Biafra, but principally we are on Radio Biafra 1, and this is Radio Biafra itself. We are broadcasting live and direct. Please, the number once again, for those of you joining us for the very first time who may not be aware that we are outside the United Kingdom, the numbers to call, there are two numbers here. They are both international numbers. If you call them, you will be able to get through to us. It is +44 79 37 69 8758. I repeat, +44 79 37 69 8758, and also +233 549 354543. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are doing the best we can to make sure that our systems are up and running the way it should. It has not been easy at all because there are very severe limitations here in terms of connectivity. But we are doing the best we can to ensure that this very work we are here to do continues unabated. If you want to come to us via Skype, if you want to reach us through Skype, please go to Radio Biafra 1. I repeat, Radio Biafra 1. Very, very important. Very, very important, please. As we were reporting or did report earlier, for those of you who are joining us for the very first time, we are reporting today that even Ebola claims the life of senior Nigerian doctor five days after family and friends raised the alarm. After they raised the alarm, the man was dead. Let us go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. You will start by giving us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Oh, no, they've gone. They have gone. They are not there anymore. I don't know what is happening. I have no clue what is happening to our lines. I have no idea at all. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. I don't know if it is unstable or what. It comes and it goes. People call before I go to them. The line, for one reason or the other, is no longer there. Let us also return to inform you that Ebola claims life of senior Nigerian doctor 5 days after family and friends raised the alarm. Exactly 5 days after friends and family members raised the alarm about alleged inadequate care being given to Dr. Ameyo Stella Adadevo, this evening died at the isolation unit of the Mainland Hospital in Lagos, southwest of the zoo. Dr. Adadevo, a senior consultant physician and endocrinologist with First Consultant Medical Center in Obalende, Lagos, had unknowingly contracted the disease in the process of diagnosing and treating the late Liberian. The Liberian brought this disease in, and people have been dying ever since. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down. Yes, please, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Please go ahead. The world is waiting. Go ahead. The world is waiting. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, Sunday. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ebo State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead. Thank you.
I am so much impressed with what you are doing, because as I have heard, you are the subject in front of every single person.
Yes. Loud and clear. We can hear you loud and clear. Please continue saying what you're saying. We can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Sir, I am very sorry.
We are doing so, and we are going to do it. He said, we are going to do it. We are going to remove our people from this evil house of Fulani people. Yes.
I continue praying that God will help these people. These people will not have enough faith to carry out that promise in the name of Jesus.
He said, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? You have come through to us on Radio Biafra 1. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, my dear brother, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. Can you hear me?
Loud and very, very clear. Please continue. I can hear you. If I can't, I will tell you. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director. This is Emmanuel Ifeanyi Nwachukwu calling you from Germany.
From Germany. Please go ahead.
Okay, John. Director, there is, I've been listening to Radio Biafra, and I'm living here in Germany, and where the city I'm living, the movement here is very, very low. Nobody is talking about it. So I don't know how I can reach the coordinator here in Germany, at least to explain to him what is going around my city, if they can try and see if they can do something.
Which city is that?
Ludwigshafen.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure that the coordinator we have in Germany suffered bereavement. The mother died. Nzumike, who is working very hard. So what I want you to do this very evening in Germany, I don't know what the time is there, but I can tell you categorically, please, to go and start this very movement where you are. Start this movement where you are. The time here now is approximately 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. I know it is 5 minutes past 9 p.m. It's past 9 there, is that correct?
Exactly, Director.
You should go ahead and form the Biafra organization where you are. Start a Biafran family. We are a family. Start a zonal branch or a zone of the indigenous people of Biafra where you are. And then you speak to us about it. Go and begin to gather people together. Go out to evangelize. Go out and spread this very gospel until men and women of goodwill receive it and coalesce around a common objective, which is to go and get our land away from the house of Fulani people.
Exactly, Director. I will do as you say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you. Yes.
And bless you too, Director.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, okay, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Radio Biafra 1 on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, please continue.
Yes, my name is Director. This is Brian Chimazie, son of Papa Paco.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I really want to commend you for the job you are doing, my Director. Every time I listen to your voice, I don't know how to say it. Within my area, what I'm saying, I've been trying to become Superman for that cause. I'm listening, we are trying to have our flags, our stickers, and all that. Which I've been able to make about more than 200 stickers to people. And like last week, meeting, I was not here when I told you I want to move here. Which I think a lot of people found out that this is. And most of them, I went to the ticket to the house, but immediately it was 7 o'clock already, so I now open down the door. I started listening.
you know, the guy that was on the ground for him said, the guy screamed, he shouted, and said, what do you mean? I said, this is Ribbon Buffer. You didn't know, ask me, how can I, how does it work? And that, I don't want to, like, I'm brought out of the sticker house, and that's him. So that's the way, anywhere I am, I keep on making sure that I speak to people, whether they like it or not. Like when I went to mechanic today with one of my friends to do something. They were arguing on something when I mentioned about Biafra, and they were saying Igbo people, the Igbo people are so full. I told them, don't you know that humanity and the blackness from Yoruba land, all of them turned out suddenly good at me. The only thing I have to say there is that Igbo Biafra has made me to be very bold and outspoken to talk to people with goodness and without fear of ever. So that's all I can say is that keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you. It is coming.
Because if you look at the way in this area, that is all you are really dying. We are dying.
I know
what will happen the next I have some boys over there where we work outside. Whatever they say, some of them say they want to join the military. I told them, it's not me, I'm not a coordinator, I don't believe in a committing force, this is Biafra thing. Because I believe to be a humble servant. I'm not doing Biafra thing based on personal interest or whatever. But my interest on Biafra is to see our people happy. Because we value life. We don't, like, personally, my kind of life, my kind of person. I don't see blood. If I see blood, I will have an epic shot from my leg to my head. I prefer that wound to be on me than seeing that wound in somebody's body. I feel so bad. Okay, look at the kind of picture, one of our dear friends posted in my Facebook page. I felt so bad. I can't even believe such pictures.
Is it the picture of the little boy?
Yes. So the director, I was able to eat meat. I can't eat meat because of that thing, the picture I saw. And even the roasted human being littered on the ground, my honorable director. Oh, I shock you every time I see such things. I'm happy. If you look at the national item, as soon as the national item, and when they start singing about singing the lyrics on that national item, I say yes. It's not easy. Keep this job on. A lot of people are behind it. But the only thing I can say is that for us to get more people on this level, we need to get this presentation to the grassroots. But over here, we are trying. I asked my secretary this evening that I need the speaker to print it, because we continue to give us a speaker. I told him I need my own personal one, the whole 1,000 plus. The whole position, I need it. Because I go to places, I go to market area, because we are into building construction. So we need people, over here in Port Harcourt, a lot of the businesses here are owned by, the Blackmans. I praise you so much, honorable director. I'm short of words, in fact. Keep on with this good job. We love you for this, honorable director.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. You're very kind for your kind words. Thank you so much, and God bless you too. I'm now going over to Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to Biafrans all over the world. My name is Abia Sogwa, the PRO and Financial Secretary of Biafrans in Israel. Firstly, I want to announce our upcoming meeting on Friday by 6 p.m., 23 Davidka Street, Shuknat Tativa, Tel Aviv, Israel. If you are coming, please, within Tel Aviv, you can come with bus 204, 16 and stop at Edsel. Then you can make call, we'll pick you. And you can also use bus 104 if you are coming. It's 23 Davidka Street, opposite Haganah 100. And if you are confused, maybe you are coming for the first time, you can call this number 052 052-597-2271. 052-597-2271. Please, we it's mandatory welcoming. Please come with your Biafran t-shirt. If you, whether you have suits or whatever thing, please don't put it on. Come with your Biafran t-shirt, please. It is mandatory for this particular day. You must come with your Biafran t-shirt. Director, I want to put some light over the news headline. Hearing about Okorausa or whatever, that they said George is the ambassador, he has acute malaria. He's not fit to govern or whatever. Acute malaria is very little. I was even thinking by now they will say that he has contacted Ebola. That is what I'm look at Keto calling Port Black. TAOG, how is Sabia State? All those people know what they do. Looting of public funds. And that's what all the money they give them for allocation. What is it used for? And you know what? We are all shameless, our leaders. How can you come out tomorrow contesting for another election when you've not even given us what you want? Is that position your father's own? Did you come out? They don't know. Leaders are born, they are not made. All those people are made leaders. They cannot rule. What kind of thing? Look at what Amechi is doing with Good Luck Jonathan. Good Luck is a thief. Let me tell you, a man without control is like a city without war. Enemies can penetrate all the time. Why won't we be living in debt? All the time he's setting up committee all the time. Committee on what? Even if you have cough, he will set up committee on that. What kind of leader is this? You do the confab you did. They spent millions and many people are dying on top of money. Because there's even someone that is not even fit, that is having heart attack, that cannot even stand five minutes meeting. You are going for confab and you are dying on top of the money bill. All those people, they know what they are doing. In Nigeria, there is nothing like democracy. There's not, all the election they do is being rigged. You will be dying and you don't even want to give up. Why won't we be dwelling in debt? We ought to be dwelling in debt because Good Luck doesn't know what he's doing there. Just like you said, he started with Aziki, where if he like, he can even put John on top of his name because that is what he used in getting an election. You answer a very Good Luck. He's not even, in fact, I don't even know what is happening there. By now, we should not even believe. Okay, look at now, the soldiers are withdrawing, that are being deployed to all this. Why wouldn't they don't care? How many of the soldiers have you ever seen? Those people, their family won't be remembered, and they are Biafrans. They will go and pack them from the east or the south and take them to the north. You know infinitely where they will slaughter. How can you give somebody wooden gun to go and fight somebody that is using bomb? What kind of nonsense is that? These people are claiming territories. You are still pushing soldiers there because you don't care. You don't care what happens there. Look at this suicide bomber that was caught. Do we even need to beg him to supply names? It is a must. He ought to supply names. And now they want to grant him amnesty. So they are thanking him for killing Biafrans. So tomorrow I will go and commit one horrible crime. And people will give me, look at photographers and all that, as if he's a celebrity, somebody that is a killer. This outside boy that was held one time in US or London that wanted to bomb a flight during ex-master. You know, it was his father that was people that opened up this Muslim banking or whatever. Please, were they begging him to release name? Did they grant him amnesty? He's only in the zoo. What names are they trying to call for us? We already know the names. We know Buhari. Before you know now, you start calling the names of Biafrans that they are the sponsors. They will switch names. You can imagine Buhari saying that it's Majid, it's even good for him for asking a Muslim name. That it was him, that he was the one that masterminded the bomb attack on him. Buhari, a terrorist, a non-terrorist. What kind of preamble is this? What are they, what do they take us for? People will just come on and put one nonsense thing on the media and they will ask us to start buying it. I don't even know. Look at the president and the governor, what they are doing there. Amechi is a thief. Good Luck is a thief. Okorausa is a thief. Even theology, all those people are thief. Their problem is that if you steal more than the other, you become the bigger thief. This is what they do there. You don't steal more than the other person. Take it gradually so that it's a competition. Don't take more than I'm taking. That is the problem they're having. All of them, they're all criminals. We all know that. Another problem is this Asari Dokubo that is only shouting. We are tired of this nonsense. If he cannot fight, let him give us the arms and he will go and sleep. Let us do the fighting.
I'm telling
How can
you.
He accumulate so much arms and you put it under your waist and you are there making noise? This is nonsense. If you have arms, this is what leaders do. Supply your arms. Let us start fighting. And not all the time you are shouting, Buhari have accused you now that you're terrorist. Why won't he accuse you? What is Asadi Alhaji Majid? What nonsense is he answering? We don't want all this rubbish again in the media or whatever. Look at this terrorist. This one is breaking my heart. How can he be granted amnesty? Look at so he's now a celebrity. They will give him money. Before you know, you will hear that he has even killed everybody in that zoo. What nonsense is that? Good luck. What you know is also open your, that chief ape, open your big teeth and that the teeth that is bigger than your mouth, smiling. You want to come and contest another election. I'm tired of all this nonsense happening in the zoo. To be frank with you, it's heartbreaking. A terrorist granted an amnesty. You are bringing soldiers to go and fight without arms. Why are they running? And another thing is about this stupid man that said that he is a freedom fighter that abandoned it for politics or Wazurike. Let me tell you, all these muscle members, they're cowards. Now I know they're fools. Because if they're like 200 and kill him, he said, nobody will call, they will not hold one person accountable for it. They should slaughter him the way they slaughter armed robbers on the streets of in the zoo. They should kill him. What are they waiting for? They know where he lives. They know his hometown. Can't they get this nonsense man and slaughter him? Why are they waiting for? He has used less life of Biafrans for years, deceiving them. And now you want to give them immediate, they should vacate everywhere in their nonsense offices after the nonsense receipts and whatever thing that you printed. They should know. Leaders are born. They are not made. You cannot do it. It's not by force, but you can't deceive people. All this money now, they are looting, they are taking to another country. Let us be sincere with ourselves. It's just one life. When you are gone, you don't know what happens next. What we are fighting is for the legacy that we left behind. That is worthy of emulation. That will be remembered from generation to generation. The life in us is nonsense. Once you close your eyes, all the properties you have, all the money you have in Swiss account, it is all gone. Why don't you leave a legacy behind that even generations will keep on remembering? Are these people sick? Many of them are not, and are not, you know, poverty at times, director, it creates a very damage in your brain that you think one-sided. Look at Good Luck. He said he went to school without slippers. Now he has shoes. He don't want to go back to poverty again. He believes that I don't get what is happening. Really. But what you're trying to tell Majid or Alhaji, whatever, he should stop ranting like a dog. He's barking a lot and he cannot bite. This is what we see. Let him give us the arms. Let him go and sleep. Let us do the work there. I don't understand what is happening there. This is the little thing I want to put. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much for that. Well spoken, well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. And of course, it's always a delight to hear you contribute to our discussion almost every blessed day. If you can do that, we shall welcome it. We continue to proceed. We continue to go forward in order for us to do what is right before God and before man, before Chukwu Abiama, because Chukwu Abiama is God here. Before Chukwu Abiama and before man, we must go forward to preach this very gospel, this irrepressible gospel, this gospel that is relentless in order for us to make sure we come out of darkness into light, in order for us to ensure that we come out of destitution to grab the prospects and the opportunity to develop and become civilized and be regarded as such. We have a caller on the line on Skype, I must say, please, on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Okudere John Iwe. I'm calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Please go ahead. Are you one of us in Switzerland? Are you part of the family in Switzerland?
Of course. Please, I want to first of all to announce that we have a general meeting on 24th, this Sunday, by 3:30 p.m.
Yes, go ahead.
At the Hochstrasse 216-8004 Zurich. Please, I'm just ask everybody to be there on Sunday in time. because we have a lot of things to discuss, important issues to discuss from Zurich. Director, I don't have much to say. I just want to make this announcement. And I want to thank you so much. Zurich is happy for your visit in Zurich. And we are so grateful. We are so happy. We want to thank you very much for the work you are doing for our people. And we are so happy. Director, Biafra is coming. And we are there. We are with you. Thank you very much. And I want to let the people know again, please, this meeting on Sunday is very, very important. I want everybody to attend this meeting. The address is again is Holstrasse 216-8004 Zurich. They know it, they call it Ferrari. I'm there. Yes. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. It's always good to hear our people meeting, Biafrans meeting all over the world. It's a very good thing to have. And this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We welcome you. We ask you to become part of what we are doing. We ask you to find out the nearest family where you are and go and join them. Go and join them and spread this very wonderful gospel. Go and join them that the will of the Almighty God to Kwabia may prevail. Go and join them that we may come out of darkness into light. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can hear static. Do we have a caller on?
Yes, director.
My goodness, me. I'm okay. I'm okay. Please, can you turn your system down for 1 second?
Yeah.
Need to give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. The caller on the phone. Yes, go ahead.
Good morning. I'm God bless you. I'm in this.
Thank you.
I'm in Calabar calling.
You're calling
I'm
from...
talking of looting. You are talking of looting and looting. Remember that is a person just started the looting. Who loot the money? I mean, it during the time is in exile. 8 tons of naira and was not brought back. So introduce it to the northerners. They started looting all the monies, and all the, that is what is going on everywhere. And here in where we are, people are not happy. You are not happy because they are not hearing it through radio. They're saying that we are talking lies when we want to talk to them. That is why I don't have much people. Thank you and God bless you.
I don't understand what you mean.
I mean that here I am. My name is Ekeduru. I'm talking that when you are talking of looting of treasure in the NDC, the former head of state, commander in chief of the armed forces, Obasanjo, was the first man who looted the money. During the time he was in exile, he was in president of his country. And from there, he went to exile. He promised to bring it back and didn't bring the money back up to today. And now, people are not from that time onwards. People are still looting money, could continue doing that until up to this day. They are not after the people they are ruling. And here, where we are, I am now, people are saying that they are not hearing it through radio, that we are not talking truth, that they are want to hear it through radio because they are not, this internet is too expensive for them. So that they bring it, please, how to bring it down, that they will hear it through their radio. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. But I keep asking myself this question. How do they know about the result of Liverpool versus Southampton? I want to know. We'll get there very soon. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. And turn your system down, for goodness sake, my dear brother. Turn it down.
I have done that, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, my name is George Azuka. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm from Ezinihite Mbise in Imo State, in Imo Province, in Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm very happy on the issue this my sister raised over here now. I'm very happy. And I also thank you, Director, for the. I thank you for the light and everything you have been showing us from this Radio Biafra, and the things you have been doing around the world. I appreciate it. I'm very happy. I'm very happy to be part of this great Biafra land. I must say, may the good Lord of Chukwu Abiam bless you, Director.
Ise, and you too, my dear brother. Ise, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, and goodbye to you. I don't know if we have a caller on the other line. I think we do. Do we have a caller on
the line? Yeah,
hello. Yes, can you hear me? Your name, please, and where you are.
Right. Are you talking to me directly?
Yes, I'm talking to the caller on the phone. Please go ahead.
Okay, yeah. My name is Tochukwu Onu. I'm calling you from Exeter. I've been trying to get this line for the past 4 days now. Unfortunately, I couldn't. Thank goodness I got tonight. I got it through tonight. I was just calling because I think three, four days ago, you were trying to expose the fraud of the entity and sort of tell our brethren in the South, our brothers. I think that day you were focusing on, I think it was Delta State or something like that. You were asking what's the name, what's the real name of Delta State. It was that day that I went into researching and I found something very interesting, which I think my Jeffrey brethren would be interested to know. Okay, right. You see, when the amalgamation happened in Nigeria in 1914, actually, unlike what, you know, we have been told, it was amalgamation of three different nations. Three, not two. It wasn't the Northern and the Southern Protectorate. It was three, actually. It was the Northern Protectorate, the Southern Protectorate, which is Biafra, and the Lagos Colony, which is the Oduduwa. It contains all the Oduduwa states, which is the Yorubas. So it wasn't two, it was three. Now, where the problem comes in is if you read through the Northern Protectorate, which was the Hausas in the north, you would find out that, you know, when Lugard, you know, they agreed that the reason why they amalgamated it was not for political reason or for nationhood. It was solely for economic purposes. So, obviously, the nation, the entity, the Zoological Republic Nigeria, was put in place for economic reasons, not for your unity, not for your nationhood, not for your pride, not for anything to benefit you, but for economic purposes to benefit your colonial masters. Now, again, there's a problem because when you read in the Northern Nigerian Protectorate, when it was amalgamated, there was no issue with that. But where the problem, and so as the Lagos Colony, but where the problem comes is the Southern Nigerian Protectorate, which is Biafra. You see, when it was amalgamated amalgamated with the other entities, the other nations, the problem came in because they further divided the Southern Nigerian Protectorate, the Biafra land. This is where I want our brethren to listen very carefully. All I'm telling you is actually verifiable fact. All you need to go is go to Google and find out these three nations and read for yourself. You see, they further divided the Southern Nigerian Protectorate, which is Biafra. They further divided it into two. This is our brethren now in the South, and our brethren who say, and we in the Southeast. So this division amongst us started long time ago, not even what we're now, obviously, they're calling them South, they're calling them Niger Delta, some nonsense name. So the problem actually started when the amalgamation took place, because the Southern Nigerian Protectorate, which is Biafra land, was further divided into two. Namely, they named it the central protectorate, which is the Kifu in the South, and then the Eastern Protectorate. You see, this is where they further divided us. They divided us into two provinces, you know. So the division among us didn't start today, and this is why, you know, thank goodness, Director Nambi, for your exposure, for you exposing the truth, because this has got me actually going deep into history and trying to find out more for myself. And it's amazing to see that these guys actually wanted to tear us to shreds by dividing us, because that was the only way they could conquer us, divide and conquer. And, you know, it's actually quite depressing when you see someone from the current South saying, oh, no, I'm not Biafra, I'm not the same people. And it's like, you just have to read the history to find out how these people messed us up by dividing us. They did not divide the northern Nigerian Protectorate. They did not divide the Lagos Colony, as it was called, which was Yoruba. They divided the Southern Protectorate, which was the Biafra. They further divided us into two, you see, to get access to the oil. So, you know, this was what I thought I should reveal to our brethren who are saying, oh, no, I'm not part of this. I'm from South. I'm this. Go and read your history. These guys divided you from us. They basically wanted to tear you to shreds. and there is no salvation for you if you're going to keep on in that division which was planned for your downfall. You know, so that's basically my contribution. I want to sort of thank you, Nambe, for the work you're doing. I want to thank HMFO. I want to thank Barista Imam Mezu. I want to thank Ikech Eniago. I want to thank Chukabos. I want to thank Choma. I want to thank Carol Monde, you know, and all the team in the team and all the sort of coordinators as well, you know, who are sort of doing amazing to see that this project is a success. I'm talking with, I have a few friends here in Exeter who are from Catalonia. I'm actually going to meet one on Friday, and you know, I'll share, you know, how supportive they've been and how supportive we are to them, including the gathering which we are going to create, you know, I think sometime this month or next month in September. You know, I'll tell them that, you know. So I'm here doing my bit to make Biafra, you know, known to everywhere. Anywhere I go now, this is, I have my flag with me. It's not only in my car now, wherever I go, I have it with me. So it gets people asking the question, you know, what's this about? And, you know, thank goodness I sort of have a platform where I meet people. So, you know, people are aware of this, people are knowing of this more and more. So it's more of we knowing ourselves and taking pride in who we are, believing, you know, who we are, you know. That's all I wanted to say, Director. Have a lovely evening and
thank you.
Good night.
Thank you very much, and good night to you as well. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Your points are well made. We are heading all the way to Catalonia. We are heading to Barcelona on the 11th of September to go and be with them, to go and give them our support the same way they have been supporting us as well. Anywhere people are yearning for liberty and for freedom, we must support them. It is our duty to do so. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct, please, on this very day, this very evening. And we have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Please go ahead.
Are you here? Okay. I called before on phone, but it was cut off. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes.
My name is Wadie Gumado from Mbidi in Ogu. Local government and Enugu State.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask a question. My question is, Biafra, a religion as we are, my question is, if we get Biafra today, are we be still using the British Bible that say they shall not kill? Or we will change our own Bible, because I know we have many borders with the Hausa Fulani Caliphate, and probably they will be doing exactly what Israel and the Palestinians are doing, to throw bomb on us or something like that. But Israel live with Ebe Beru Ugo Beru Kesi Beye Benin Kukwaya. If that throw one bomb, if that throw one bomb to Israel, Israel will throw 1 million bomb on them. But I don't know if we still remain that I cannot kill, I cannot be a murderer, I cannot kill. Or we will be a man as we are. If they do us, we do them together immediately. At the same time, we just retaliate and kill them off. This is my question, sir.
Yes, I appreciate what you're saying. In the new Biafra, people will be allowed to go and follow any religion of their choice and read any book they want to read. We are not going to dictate to people what to read and what not to read. So if they wish to follow the Bible written by the British, that is their business. We want our people to be informed. We want them to make informed choices, having been faced with a whole load of options. What we must do, and quite rightly so, is to point out to them the perils of following the teachings of the West. If you follow the teachings of the British the way they teach you the Bible, you will end up in disaster. In the new Biafra, I think that the Hausa Fulani people will be foolish to try to attempt anything against us. That is why we want to say to our people from, I don't know what, I can't call them Niger, I hate that word, Niger Delta, South South. Our fellow Biafrans who sabotaged us, 67 to 70, the saboteurs of Biafra land. All those communities and those areas that sabotaged us. If they join with us, we will get Biafra and their freedom will be guaranteed. If they continue to allow the current thing happening in the zoo to continue, they will remain slaves forever and ever. As simple as that. Therefore, the idea that Hausa can maybe one day try to come close to us because of this thing that Dash shall not kill is nonsense. Because we are going to show them an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That is why we are asking for weapons. That is why we want to go into battle. That is why we want to go into the field and make sure that we are free. But as for asking people not to read King James version of the Bible, that is their prerogative. If they want to go and read the seven books of Moses, that is their prerogative. If they want to go and follow the book of Satan, that is their choice. If they want to go and read, go to Egypt and read the book of death, that is their choice. But one thing is certain, that the entire edifice, the entire country called Biafra will be predicated on the service of God in truth and honesty. Very important.
So, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are considering where we are. We are not doing very badly, considering we are taking calls on Skype and also being able to take your calls also on the phone. It's a very good thing that this is happening. If you are coming to us for the very first time, I am tired of people giving excuses. If we come now on radio, they say, oh, why don't you come on my touch light I have at home? They hear it, they say, oh no, why don't you bring it into mind that I don't have battery? Our people should make effort. I think our brother came on the air once to make a very fine suggestion that people should go and donate free to air. Any free to air satellite decoder will be able to receive Radio Biafra. And let us make all the, let our people do a tiny bit of work. We just can't serve them Biafra on a plate. You're sitting in your house and we are begging you, oh, please, freedom. No, not ever happy, boy, then better for us. If they kill you off, then the better for us. That is why we need people to be able to come out, to go and seek the truth. The likes of a former, never, nobody preached Biafra to them. Some people sat down. The likes of Festus, like our brother in Verona, they sat down one day, going through the internet, they saw Radio Biafra, and that was it. And since then, they have never failed or fallen backwards. That is what we must get into the minds and into the heads of our people, for them to be a little bit proactive. If they are proactive, then things will not be the way they are right now. Thank you very much, wherever you are, and our dear brother, for calling Radio Biafra. The number to call this very evening, please, it is not the same number we have in London, because I am not in England at the moment. The number here is +44 79 34 69 8758. I repeat, +44 79 37 69 8758. And this is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the line now to take this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are calling us from, please, if you may.
Yeah, I'm calling from France.
Please go ahead.
I just want to answer a little bit before I go straight to what I wanted to tell our brothers and sisters. There is something our people should understand about the Bible. You know, you cannot, the question I will ask some of these people who are telling you, that shall not kill, the writing is talking about is, you don't just go and kill somebody that did not do anything to you. The question I will ask is, if a man comes to your house with bomb and the matches to kill you, will you stand there and begin to say, holy girl, fire, holy girl, fire? Or are you going to defend yourself, or are you going on? You can defend yourself and get back to your family. The other thing is, those people who are teaching you all these things, go and see them and get all these groups, the pastor. They are moving around with police. They are moving around with mobile police. Or if they are not moving around with the government security officers, they are moving around with security officers, and some of them are well armed. Are you trying to tell me that those rogues, they call themselves pastors, you know, pastors, who are moving out with their people, knowing through that they are having arms? Those arms really need to do what? These people are around them coming to kill them. Those security men will first of all kill them. Then what does it mean? So if they were, teaching all this, and yes, they are telling you to go and lay down and pray, and let the Holy Ghost fire, when you need to shout, die, die. Holy Ghost fire, die, die. But they are moving around with all those people, armed men. You know? And Peter was having life. Peter was having life with him. At the time that he wanted Judas came to search Jesus himself, Peter now took away his life and cut off the ear of the other person. But this man was having this life for a long time and was telling this way. You should never say anything. You know? So our people should wake up. We are not going to kill people. We are going to defend ourselves. What are we saying? Biafra, we are going to take our country. If we need war on the road, we fight it. That is what we are saying. We are going to declare our own country as we used to be. We take it up. If these people they refuse, they begin to fight us, then we defend ourselves. We are not going there to begin to kill people like Boko Haram are doing. We are not worry. That's why we are all asking for what they want to us. So what am I trying to tell our people? Please, we need people to begin to talk to, you know, there's two different type of people in this financial members and the physical members on the ground. People does not need to. I know how many people have brought to this platform, to be a financial member, and I'm more accommodating because I'm trying to convince many. If they don't need to come out, some people are afraid to come out. I say, okay, don't come out. But what I'm asking, please, you need your name to be registered in this struggle by doing donation. Try to convince people. You know, not, it doesn't mean if they are coming to the meeting. Where I am today, I have never even one day meet any Biafran meeting anywhere. Where I'm living in France. Because there's no Biafran meeting in the way I'm living. But I have to concern myself with the people in Paris. You know, I've never even one day meet with them apart from that end of May. But I do call myself this year. So, not coming to meeting does not mean that you are not a member. You can be anywhere. But you are sending your money by correspondence. You know, participating financially. If we can explain to our people, even people who are listening to this radio show, even if they are not coming to the meeting, at least let them be a participative members by doing so, by giving their own contribution. And I think what we are doing, we are going to put ahead in a maximum way. Let us stop condemning people who are not going to meet him. It's okay if you can, you are not going to meet him, but we need your money. It's still like to remember. If we can get our politics of people to come closer and join what we are doing, we should not be dramatizing people who are not going to the meeting. This is my social director. We should not be dramatizing people who are not coming for the meeting. Because there are a lot of people, but if you're castigating them of not coming to meeting, then you will not get anything from them. You know, let us start create a platform of people, even people who are not going to the meeting, then let them at least participate by correspondence, not financially. And I think we will get what we are doing right. So, Director, I will stop it. This is all what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that, Ojukwu. And well put and well said. We have a caller on Skype. This caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me. They were there all this while. Our people are incredible. 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 I don't know what is wrong with our line. It has come. It has gone. Now, when I take a call, it just jumps off. I don't know what is wrong with it. People call. When I take it, the line just trips. I cannot begin to fathom what is wrong with it. Let us go back to the line again and see who is there. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, my director. I can hear you, sir.
Please go ahead.
Good. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Botachuku Okore calling from Norway.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to speak a little about our upcoming conference. I want to announce to the world that the Nordic conference we are getting ready to host our people all over the world. So I would just like every one of us to know what the conference is all about, and the people that are not yet ready to know that it's time for them to also get ready. And also, I want to appeal to our people here in Norway in particular to wake up. I just want them to wake up, and because we don't have much days, we have only 9 days, 8 days to 9 days or thereabout. So we'd just like every one of us over here to wake up, to understand that Biafra business is not a personal business. It's not a business of one person, one individual. It's a thing that we will do collectively to achieve our goal in the restoration quest. So I am speaking mostly to our people here in Norway. It's time to wake up. Every one of you that has got a question to ask all this while, you have been bugging me with your questions all through. I am appealing to you that it's time for you to come out on the conference day. You will meet the people that matters most. You meet the director, you meet everybody, then you can throw your question and ask whatsoever so that we will know what is keeping you behind. And also, I want to appeal to our people here in the Nordic, all the countries that is supporting this conference here in Norway, Finland, Denmark, and Sweden, to also make their preparations also and get ready, because this is what we agreed to do over here. So I would just be happy to hear how they are preparing as well. So we'll know how to put things in order in our home here. So finally, what we are doing is getting ready. And I want to announce as well, the conference will be coming up for people that is hearing it for the first time on Friday, being 29th of August, and Saturday, being 30th of August. And the venue also is a Furuset Vine number 1 in the city of Oslo. The theme of the conference is Restoration of Biafran Sovereignty, Quest for Truth, Freedom, Justice and Peace. First Grand Conference of Biafran in Nordic countries. We are inviting everyone to come and attend, to know what the Nordic zone have for Biafra. So my director, I want to say that the God that I serve will guide and protect you against whatsoever the enemy has planned against you. It will not work, because you are doing a very great job that I cannot do. And I always pray that God will always strengthen, guide and protect you and your family. And other people also in the vineyard that is working for the restoration of our people. So I say may God bless every Biafran, and most importantly, may God bless the Biafrans in the Nordic and the Norway in particular. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you, Lodachukwu, evangelist himself. Thank you very much for this. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are getting a breaking news reaching us now. that anybody who tries to come against us, you will fall. Five people we are reporting yet unconfirmed are dead at Okwe as we speak. Owasrike's place is boiling. The headquarters of the criminal, the evil empire. That is why I said that Biafra is a spirit. Biafra Wawa. Anybody, if you joke with Biafra, you will crumble like a house of cards. You will be blown apart. The people who rebelled against Owasrike's criminality and treachery have been involved in a running battle with those of them still loyal to Ifajuna himself. And five of them are down. They have been killed. They came to our senator and we told them you will die by your own sword. And today they are dying. We are reporting that five are dead at Okwe this very evening. If we are able to get through to any of the people there, an eyewitness, we shall bring them to you. This is breaking news that five people have been killed at Okwe in the fight between the two factions of Masop that split the other day. The people that lost five men are those that came to destroy our cenotaph. Now they are dying, as we told them they would. That our cenotaph is is an oracle. You touch it and you will die. I told you people that after that cenotaph, after the 30th of May, you will begin to see things you've never seen before. Did I not tell you that Owasrike was the last Satan, the last obstacle? Where is he today? He has fallen. Five of his men are also down. They are down this very evening as we speak. As soon as we are able to get more details, because I prefer live report. I don't believe in recycled, passing on news. I like things that I can personally verify. This news is breaking as we are coming to you that five people have been killed at Okwe. Five of them down, dead as we speak. Killed by the faction that rebelled against Owasrike. Okwe is boiling right now. Okwe, the headquarters of Owasrike, the fraud that he brought to bear on the people. That is why here on Radio Biafra, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. We told you, keep your hands clean and you see what will happen. Our enemies are falling left, right and center. The people following Rocha Sokorocha, they are like Yoruba people. Their own fall will be even more spectacular. More spectacular. You don't play with us and get away with it. Every enemy we meet, we crush. Everything we destroy and we march on. Relentless. We have a caller on Skype. This caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me. We have a caller on Skype, Ben. I'm not saying anything. I don't know what exactly is wrong. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Incredible. I won't take his call again, or her call, whoever that person is. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct. This is not a recorded program. It is a live presentation. And the number to call us is +44 79 37 69 8758 or +233 549 354 543. On an evening, we are reporting that Owasrike's HQ is boiling. That very place where they entertain Hausa people, where he sold the soul of this very struggle, is boiling. It is boiling, as we told you it would. Oh, my dear Lord in heaven. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are gone. I don't know what is wrong. I don't know what is wrong with this very line. I hope it is okay, but people call it and it's fine. So how come it is no longer? Why is it tripping? People call and then the line, it trips off. Or is it people testing to see if our lines are working? I don't quite understand it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me. I can hear the static, but not saying anything. The caller.
Hello.
Yes, please. What is keeping you? This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Joseph Naman, and I'm from Abugo in Nkanu Enugu Biafra land.
Thank you. Where are you calling us from?
Yes, I'm residing in Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, my able director. I want to thank you for the good work that you have been doing for us in order for us to restore our homeland, Biafra.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, my dear brother. My able director, what I wanted to say now, I want to say the way it is in my mind and in my heart. Even if I don't provide money, I have now provided my life, you know, to die for Biafran people, to make sure that we regain our land back. because these people have taken us on granted.
Of course, and I welcome that. I welcome that. Most of us have been doing that now for a very long time. I welcome that. The more we can have join our ranks, the better. We have devoted our lives in service to our country, and we will not relent until Biafra comes. Very, very important to understand that.
So thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. But they are there, but they cannot hear me. They are now gone. I don't know what is actually the problem. People must therefore concentrate on this other line. I don't know what is wrong with the people. Just that was the same line that Evangelist Lodajiku called a short while ago. The number is +44 79376 98758. I repeat, +44 79376 98758. The other number is +233 549 354 543. I repeat, +233 549 9354 543. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me.
Hello, my director.
Please go ahead. You remember where you are?
Yes, as I was saying before. Now, what I wanted to know
You will repeat your name. You will repeat your name. I know you've called before, but you repeat your name, please.
Yes, my name is Joseph Namane.
Yes, go ahead. Wow. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwuogwumike.
Yes, please go ahead. I would have thought they would... Can you hear me? Ogwumike, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Because I can hear you. Please go ahead. I can hear you very well. And if I can hear you, that means the world can hear you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Thank you. Director, I appreciate your good handwork. All dear friends all over the world appreciate your good handwork.
Thank you.
The Director, I must make you understand that I'm not happy with the way the defense fund is going. We are not hearing about the defense fund, the countries that is responding. The country that is not responding, people are busy calling in, bringing in ideas. Yes, calling in, bringing in ideas is good. But the main thing to do the work is the money, the defense fund. We are not hearing about the defense fund, Director. We don't know the country that is responding. We don't know the country that is not responding. Onyema spoke yesterday. The coordinator of all coordinators, I was listening to hear when he will enlighten us about the defense fund. I did not hear something like that. And people are busy calling in saying how they want the Biafra to be, or how they want to get the Islamic extremists, get rid of them in our land. With empty handed. Director, I think you have to give more concern on our problem. Our problem is how do we raise this money to take these people away from our land? This is our concern. So I am appealing to you, Director, that more concern have to be given, more concentration have to be given to the defense fund. Let us know how it's going. Let us know the countries that is moving this struggle on, and the continent is holding us behind. Last 2 weeks, I was in Essen, in Germany. I was totally disappointed with what I saw in Germany, with what I saw in Essen, in Germany. There is no Biafran in Essen. I even used the opportunity to call the coordinator of Germany to do something about Essen. The director was in Dortmund. Dortmund is about it's about 45 minutes with train to Essen, or even 30 minutes. But Essen, there's a lot of people in, a lot of difference in Essen, but nobody there. So I am appealing to the coordinator of difference in Germany to do something about Essen. This head of his dead, this head of his forwarding, what is it called? Dortmund is there, Duisburg is there, but Essen is lacking behind. And there is difference there, but we don't have difference there. So, Director, my purpose of calling in tonight is to tell you that personally I'm not happy with the way the defense fund is going. Please give more concentration on defense fund to enable us to move on very fast than we think. I also use this opportunity to tell all Biafrans all over the world, many Biafrans in the diaspora, any person that have not paid his defense fund should not call this line. You have no reason to call the line. You have no reason to tell us what to do while you are holding us behind. You cannot be holding us behind and giving us idea. What do you want us to do with the idea? Any person that have not paid his defense fund should not call in. If you call in, your idea is zero. Don't give us idea why you don't motivate us with money to do what is on ground. So please, Director, my dear Director, you are doing a great work. The Lord is with you. We are praying for you, and the Lord will hide you in the face of the enemy. But Director, please give more concern. Director, I must say that I'm not happy with the coordinator of all coordinators, considering the fact that considering the way Ikechukwu Enyago handled the first money when you were in Cork. The way Ikechukwu Enyago handled that money was very powerful. I don't know what this guy is doing, man. I will see him in Oslo. I think I will see him in Oslo. I'm not comfortable with his coordinating. I must tell you how I feel. So, Director, please keep fit.
Thank you. But he has done exceptionally well in the face of tumultuous challenges. He has done exceedingly well. Uchenna Onyema will continue to do so for his country. You see, this work is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult job to do. I don't know if you have served our people before. If you serve them, you know that they're very difficult people to serve. They love you. They will love you. No doubt about that. But by the time they finish dealing with you, you will grow old by force. Onyema is doing very well, doing what he's supposed to do and doing it very, very well, as we all are. You can't force our people. That is the way they are. That is why I want Boko Haram to continue the killing. The more they continue, the better for us. I'm being honest. Because if you don't kill them, they will never respond. It's not in their nature to plan ahead. You know, our people, somebody said to me that, you know, that our people don't like killing. And because weapons involves killing, so it goes against their natural grain, which is to preserve life. That is why sometimes you see them, they are sluggish, but they are responding. We are looking to defend our land, not to go and kill anybody, but to defend our land against Islam that is coming. That is the problem. If you don't do it, they will kill you. That's all. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Okechukwu.
And where are you calling from?
Navy. I'm from Navy. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Please, go ahead.
There is something someone posted on the Little Biafra Facebook page that I want you to throw more light on it. You know, it's about the genealogy of Ewe. You know, in the Facebook, he posted that the sons of Isaac, God, the seven sons of Isaac, and Ewe is the son of Isaac. And he quote the verse in the Bible, which is Genesis chapter 46, verse 16. I just check it and it is correct. Ewe is stated there, the same spelling, pronunciation, and everything. Ewe is the son of God. So I want you to throw more light. You know, most of us, we like all this British Bible.
But it is correct.
So much on it.
It is correct, yes. It is
so
the son
I want
of God,
to,
yes.
Throw,
There's no like no, hang on a second. But you know about Aguleri. Is that so? Is that correct? Umuleri. Umueri.
Yes.
You've heard of that name before. Umueri is
children of Eri.
So where is Eri?
I know of
Eri is the son of God. It is in the Bible. So it's very, very clear. That is why there were some idiots saying, oh, that we are trying to be Judaic. This Hebrew word, idiots who are not educated, talking rubbish. That we are not from, we are trying to substitute one form of religion for another. That we are trying to bring in Judaism. You know, idiots that went to local comprehensive schools. Trying to compare yourself to somebody that went to government college, you must be mad. These idiots that went to local comprehensive schools that don't have any brain are trying to say that we are not. I don't argue with people who can't reason properly. I bring out evidence to shut them up. Whilst I was in Spain, I was reunited with the documents I left there the last time I went to Spain. A very clear map drawn up in 1809 by the British. The address of the place where they drew this thing up is in Shoreditch in England, where they said, according to white people, beyond the plains of the Benue lies the lost tribe of Israel, according to the Moors. As simple as that, what you read is correct. The genealogy is abundantly correct. The migration to Biafra land, in keeping with our fine tradition, came from two axes. Some came from via the Kushite region, which is Sudan, into Ethiopia, and then they made it down straight ahead. That is why you see the map of Biafra the way it is. And others were unfortunate enough to come through Yoruba land. They are the ones who are slightly deranged today. This is Radio Biafra, so it is correct. Thank you very much. Those that came through the Yoruba axis, you can see that they are the ones going to Yoruba pastors. Our migration to the way we to where we are today came from two axes. From two places. One is direct from Ethiopia and the other one is from Egypt. Those are the two areas from whence we came to inhabit the land given to us by the gracious and almighty God Jugwa Biama. Those that came from Yoruba land, they are the ones living in Lagos. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to preach the truth here, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And as we continue to report that Okwe is boiling or was Rikis, headquarters is burning because he lied to the people. He lied before God. And Biafra is a spirit today. That spirit has turned. As I told him, vultures will eat his flesh. When I speak, you write it down on a piece of paper because it must surely come to pass. And this is your radio station. We must continue to thank the very few of you that support this radio. Not everyone that calls Radio Biafra support us. You know that? Some call, some make promises and they don't keep it. A brother called me one day from Malaysia and said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Till today, we've not heard anything. We have not heard anything. Two of them, as a matter of fact. We have not heard anything. We are still waiting. But our job continues. Are we going to stop? The answer is no. We are relentless. The meaning of relentlessness is that you continue going until you get to your final destination. You do not prevaricate. You do not retreat and you do not surrender. You keep marching ahead until that ultimate goal is accomplished. And that goal is freedom for Biafra. That is what we are doing. That is what the editorial board of Radio Biafra is doing. That is what we are all doing, answering to Biafrans in all countries of the earth. But together we are one irrepressible, one indomitable family, the indigenous people of Biafra. The number, once again, I don't think that this is sinking in very well. If people are having difficulties with this number, they must also tell us. The number is +233-5493-54543. The other one is +44-79-37-69-8758. I repeat, +44-79-37-69-8758. And we are coming to you live and direct. This is a live presentation, not recorded in any way, shape, or form. And we are welcoming you everywhere in the world. If you have not contributed to the Defense Fund, please endeavor to do so. Everything that we said to you that we're going to do, we are doing that or in the process of accomplishing that as we speak. And in so doing, we are making sure that every honor, every glory continues to go to Chukwu Abiama and not to man. And this is Radio Biafra, your radio station, wherever you're joining us from on this very day, the 20th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2014. We welcome you wherever you are. I don't know how many of you do evangelism. I do not know how many people go out on a daily basis, even in your workplace, to preach this very gospel, to go and proclaim to the world that Biafra is the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth, and that in Biafra we fulfill the aspirations of mankind to be free from oppression, to be free from subjugation, to be free from bondage. By way of recap of our headlines this very day, we are reporting that Okorocha and Oji are in a war of words regarding what is going to happen to APC or not in Abia State, which is not something pertaining to Biafra. No, not pertaining to Biafra. But we must take this call before we continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't know what is going on. I have no idea. I have taken a call, but nothing seems to be coming through. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. But the static was there all the same. The static was there. The number once again is +44 79 37 69 8758. +44 79 37 69 8758. That is the number, and this number is working, for goodness sake. The person on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are?
My name is Charles Obi. I'm calling from America.
Where in America are you? America is big. Is it Canada, USA, or Mexico, or Brazil, or Venezuela? Where in America are you?
I'm calling from Buffalo.
From Buffalo in the USA, is that correct?
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, something that I want to find out here. This is my first time, and I've been hearing about Radio Biafra. And I'm happy to see things going like that. But I want to find out, why is it that people have not been aware about this whole something that is going on in Nigeria? Because so many times I used to talk to people about this issue in Nigeria, but they always tell me that they have not seen anybody, and they don't know anything about that.
What they are waiting for is for us to raise arms on the street, which we are going to do. That is when they will know that something is happening. Our people are not foresighted, I'm sorry to say. They do not discern. They are not perceptible. They cannot feel anything because they have no pulse. They are sensory. They are perceptors. Their sensory organs are not tuned or fine-tuned to gauge or feel the political climate and tease out what is happening. They want something to happen. That is the same reason why in the zoo, unless you pick up guns, nobody will take your agitation seriously. And that's exactly what we're seeking to do. Any day we raise our gun and we start to march, that day they will hear about us, wouldn't they? But now that we are preaching very passively, nobody will hear it. It's in our nature.
Yeah, and sorry again, there's something that I want to make out, that I want to point out again. Just like some of the Delta Igbo people that I always used to say, one Igbo, one Igbo. I'm from Delta. I always tell them, listen, as far as you are an Igbo person, no matter the type of Igbo you speak, or we all are one. I don't know the reason why some of these people that speak Igbo that doesn't look like Central Igbo, they will be, you know, excluding themselves from being an Igbo people. I don't know why.
I will tell you why. It's because of guilty conscience. You know, when you're a saboteur, you know, as a bad child, you know, when we are small, if you commit a crime, do you come into the house anyhow? You start hanging outside now, looking for somebody, looking for your uncle or your aunt to go in. So you follow your aunt in or your uncle. Is that correct or not? In the village, when we're growing up, if you're naughty, you don't go home straight. You look for somebody to excuse you, to follow, to hide behind somebody. So you can go into the room and then come out and say, oh, I've been here all this while. When you've been outside being very naughty. That is a fact. When you have committed crime against your family, you are outside. You don't know how to come in because you are ashamed. Anybody from the so-called, I hate to use that word, Nigeria, anybody from Ishekiri, from Urobo, from Anioma, as a matter of fact, anybody from Ijo, if you say you are not Igbo, it's because of the crimes you committed or the ones your father committed or the ones committed by your grandfather. As simple as that. And also, mind you, that as the Hausa people we are marching after we started to retreat from Ore, this is a historical fact that we are giving you. We started to retreat out from Ore when they started to bombard us after the sellout by Ifajuna, who today is being represented by Wazirike. As we started to march back from Ore, the Nigerian army were coming. Our women were being raped. They pregnanted all of them, and they gave birth to children, to Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba cowards. Of course, now. An army has been marching for 3 years. Are you telling me they will not relieve themselves on the local women? Of course they did. Most of those women got pregnant, rightfully so, and they gave birth to the children. Where are those kids now? They are the ones in America in Anioma Forum telling us that they're not Igbo people. As simple as that. I say this to people. Anybody who's, you speak Igbo, your name is Ifeanyi Chukwu. You speak Igbo. You're from Abo. You say you're not Igbo. Your brain is not correct. There is something wrong with your brain. It's not just like somebody answering, David English. You come from East Anglia and you say you're not English. People will look at you as if your mind is, you must be mad. Or that is the Hausa blood talking. The person looks normal to you. You may see them and they can even be a pharmacist or a doctor, an architect. But that is the Hausa blood they have inside them that is speaking, manifesting itself. As simple as that. We owe no apology to anybody. Right. If you don't want to be part of what we are doing, you're well and good. You can join your people there. If you join them, we kill you. Very simple. All we are waiting for is for our weapons to be together, and then we march. As simple as that. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. We are not in the business of begging people. Unite with them and beg them. They are the ones that betrayed us. How can we beg people to beg saboteurs? Did you not hear what the Nigerian army is saying about saboteurs? Nigerian army said, if you're a saboteur and we catch you, you will face firing squad. The same thing we are telling all those people working with Okorocha, you will all be executed. All of you. Bar none. They think we are joking, but we are telling you before time. The same thing we told Obazurike, you will implode before the final nemesis will come. This is only the beginning. Only the beginning. Anybody who is foolish enough to cross our path, that person is dead. Simply dead. We know what we are waiting for. Our arms will come, definitely. The same way our transmitter came is how our arms will come. It will come, and then we meet our enemies. You join Hausa, Fulani people, and you will. Simple and very, very short. We want to tell them that the thing that drives us, they have never seen in their lives before. Never, ever, ever. I assure them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are.
Yes, Director. My name is Njeri Bewundo. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I heard from Umueze Won, a human band of local government in Biafra land.
Please go ahead.
Director, once again, I welcome you this evening because we really missed your presence in the morning section. And, hearing your voice puts a different feelings in our heart. And though Uche Mefo has been doing wonderful, and I love his mode of way he...
Yes, of course. I was traveling. I hope he played music for you people as well. Was he playing music?
Yes. Yes, he does very marvelously. And the way he regulates things...
Uche is the reluctant DJ. The reluctant DJ. But he does it very well.
I'm telling you, Director, I'm telling you, Uche is the best DJ so far that I've listened to. I'm serious. And we thank him, we congratulate him for that, and we pray that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to strengthen him from strength to strength until we get Biafra and beyond, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Director, there is one emphasis I want to make here. You know, our people, they are afraid of killing, that God said that we should not kill. And I want to prove them wrong. God never said that we should not kill. Director, if you can help me to go to 1 Samuel chapter 15. The Bible says that Samuel said to Saul, I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his Israel people. So listen now to the message from the Lord. Verse 2. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they mislead them as they came up from Egypt. Verse 3. Now go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put the dead men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camel and donkeys. So my Director, what I am trying to prove here is this. God does not fight an injustice war. God is a God of God of justice. He is not injured. There is no injustice in God. And I believe we defending ourselves, God, by killing Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, is Yeah, I mean, any person that killed an Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram must go to heaven. I promise that person, not even virgin. There is no virgin will be left for you there. You will go directly to heaven and speak with God direct and, you know, interact with him. And God will congratulate you for killing Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. So I'm trying to tell my people here, we all read Bible. So I don't see the reason why somebody will come and tell me that God said that we should not kill. God said that we should not kill. Yes, true. God said that we should not kill. You don't kill somebody that you shouldn't kill. There are some people that need to be killed. And when you kill them, God will say, my son, well done. So we cannot stay back and be looking at Fulani Boko Haram and we'll be saying that God said that we should not kill. Except you don't read your Bible very well. When you read your Bible very well, you know why Bible said that we should not kill. Not killing your brother, your neighbor, or somebody that is good to you. But when evil comes your way, or somebody that has determined your death, because I believed on the genocide that were committed to the Biafran people, I believe the Nigerian government want to totally wipe away the name Igbo in the history. And that's why in the Bible, God always tell the people of Israel always say that if God had not left a remnant for them, they would have been like Sodom, and they would have been like Gomorrah. And I think that if God have not left a remnant for the people of Biafra, we would have been like Sodom and we would have been like Gomorrah as well. So, my director, what I am trying to tell you is this. We are special people and we are the people of God. And there is no how somebody will come and convince me that killing our Saful and Boko Haram is a sin. No. I will object that. Even my pastor cannot come and say that to me because I read my Bible very well. So it's those people that don't read their Bible that when they go to church, whatever they say to them, they will just take it. They don't go and research. They will say, yes, Bible said we should not kill. Bible said we should not kill. Go through the history of the people of Israel. God has been commanding them to go and kill people. And it was Moses that brought that the commandment. And still, after the death of Moses, the people of Israel were commanded by God to go and kill their enemies. And they never stopped. So somebody telling me not to kill a Bokima is a sin. I believe that is not true. And I want to encourage my Biafran brothers. Physically, there is no how a Bokima would defeat a Biafran man. No, it's never done. It can never be done. Not in this our new generation. You cannot tell me that I personally will face three or four a Bokima. Even if they are with arms and I am not with any, they cannot defeat me. They will not, and they have never defeated Biafran before, and they will not in this present time. So I'm encouraging our Biafran brothers, especially those people here in Senegal, that they should stop all these Facebook Biafrans. They should start coming to meeting. Our meeting has resumed, and there is no we are not afraid. Before our enemies, we are formidable. There is no arrest, nothing of whatsoever. We were there last Friday and we did very marvelously. And we are encouraging people to come so that in this we need people because very soon we're going to appoint some post. So as earlier you come, as the better, because you have something upstairs, you can help in contributing by manually by words of encouragement and others. So I encourage everybody in Senegal and beyond that you should start going together to where our family meetings are, so that you can bring out your own ideas than staying at home and be talking bullshit when anything about Biafra is raised. You'll be opening your mouth wide and saying what you don't know. I believe Bible sena ebiaru abiaru di so ebiaru abiaru ebiaru so kama. You don't stay at home and you cannot stay at home and you know what they sell today's market. No, it's never done. You have to go to the market. So, director, I rest my case here and I give you kudos for all you have been doing. And director, you have taught us a lot. And we can never forget you. We can never forget you as far as humanity is concerned, both now and forever, because you have taught us where we come from. You have taught us many lessons that we never wish to know and we never care to know. Even if somebody will come and tell us, we'll never listen to that person, but You have made it very easy, and the way you, your leadership has been going, Director, you are the best leader so far in the world. I wish other leaders would take a look from you and be doing, even our coordinators here and there. I think it's high time we should be doing like Director, because I can't understand why somebody will ask questions in your midst as a coordinator and you will be angry with that person. Please, to every coordinator around the world, we must learn how to, to answer to questions, at least from Director. Since I have started listening to Radio Biafra, I have comported myself on how to treat issues, because Director, even in his face, people will come and insult him by asking some unwelcome question, and Director will wait until you finished, and he will still explain what he needs to explain to you. And that is a good leadership. I pray that every coordinator coordinating various indigenous people of Biafra, the whole world, will look from you, and we will be doing so the same time. Yes, and I say may God bless all the people of indigenous people of Biafra, all hail Biafra. Thank you, Director. God
thank
bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We have a caller on the phone. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. That line is not very good, is it, really? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Exactly. When I do that, it shows that the line itself was active. Then what became of it? I don't know. I don't know what became of it. I do not have a clue. This is Radio Biafra. Tonight we are reporting that there was Rikers on the run. Five of his men been killed. I think many more. This was over an hour ago that we reported five of them down, dead. We are waiting for clarification, waiting for more. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me. They cannot hear me. But if I end the call, we'll hear that noise. I don't know what is going on. The people call, I don't know if it's the traffic or if it is signal. I don't know what the problem is. But we continue to do our work. We continue to do it diligently and resolutely, because that is the best thing and the only thing for us to do. Once again, we have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? My goodness me. Lord have mercy. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Ozoro from Imo State, Oru East Local Government.
From Uru, America. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening.
Hello?
My goodness me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening. Please go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. We are listening attentively. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. My name is Chukwe Vuka Ohanwe. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes. Are you in a party?
Yes, I want to know the venue they are doing the meeting.
The meeting
in Dakar.
In Dakar, Senegal. Yes. I'm sure they will call us back to tell us. I don't have it off-head here. But I'm sure we are going to announce it again this very evening before we close. I need somebody from Dakar, Senegal, to tell me where the meetings are being held, please. Because our brother would like to know. Thank you very much. Please keep listening. You will hear us explain it before the close of play today. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are gone. They are gone. I don't know. Let us see if somebody from Dakar, Senegal, can tell us where the meetings hold. Can you tell me? Are you from Dakar, Senegal, the caller on Skype?
Yes, Director. I'm the person that just called now.
Yes, where is the meeting holding? Did you hear our brother ask for where the meeting is holding?
Yes, I do. The meeting is holding at Yongolen. Everybody that lives in Dakar knows Yongolen. They sit in Dakar.
So what is the number to call if anybody misses or loses track of the place? Which number do you have available for them to contact somebody to direct them? Do you have a telephone number?
Really, except I will give mine because I don't have the general telephone number that we use in taking calls. Except I will give mine if it's allowed.
Yeah, give your number. Yes, you're the one on the line. Give your number so they can call you to also find out where the meeting is holding. Go ahead.
Okay, my number is 77-588-6801.
Yes. Again, please.
I repeat again. 77-588-6801. That is my number. Director.
Thank you very much. I'm sure they will call it. Thank you very, very much for that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, the driver, the director. Good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I am Chigo Zemaika Sunday. I'm from Orenta in Biafra.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Ghana.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I thank you for all you have been doing for this, our Biafra, for us to recover our land, for us to go back to where our land is. So, I want to announce our meeting that is coming on Sunday, which I have called in the morning, and I want to repeat to say it again so that other people that is in Ghana who have been complaining that they are not hearing us from Ghana, where our meeting is, for them to listen and call us. Our meeting is going to be this Sunday, by 3:30 p.m. at Malam Junction. All Biafrans in Ghana, all friends of Biafra in Ghana who are ready to come and attend our meeting, they all are welcome. The number to call is, in case they reach the Malam Junction, they want to call, my number is 054-039-5656. I repeat, 054-039-5656 for all Biafrans in Ghana. I want to let them know that they should not be afraid of coming to our meeting. I don't know, some of them, when we... Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead. Why are you stopping? Why are you stopping? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. When we meet them on the way and telling them about Biafrans, what we are telling them that they should not be afraid. They will be telling you, have you go and tell police? Have you go and do this and do that? I'm here now to tell them that we have registered as indigenous people of Biafra, and we are recognized here in Ghana. That there's no police or no immigration or anybody have been harassing us since we have been doing our meeting. So let them come en masse and come and join us for us to work together and the board of directors of Radio Biafra for us to get our land and go back to our land. Here is not our land. One day we must surely go. So we're supposed to work with you at this time for us to go back to our land and rejoice in our land. That's all I want to say for now. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. There is a meeting at... Where is this Malam Junction?
Malam Junction is a popular place. Anybody that's living in Accra, going to Kasua Road, it's a popular place. Any place you are and tell the... Even though the bus going to Kasua or anywhere, even tell them that... That you are going to Malam Junction. We don't have two Malam Junction. It's only one. Go to Kasua Road.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on... Oh, my goodness me. We're going to the caller on the phone, and they have dropped. Let us go to the caller on Skype on Radio Biafra 1. Can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra 1. Can you hear me? Goodness me. Dear Lord, have mercy. Simple instruction, very, very mundane instruction. Our people struggle to follow it. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission, this very day, the 20th day of August. We're coming to you live and direct with the time now standing at approximately 21 minutes to 10 p.m. in Biafra land, the same time also in London. Wherever you are, we continue to welcome you. I don't know how many of you today told your friends and your family about Radio Biafra. Did you tell those people to also tell other people? Did you ask those people to tell the other people they are telling to also tell other people about Radio Biafra? Some may not like the truth, but we are here to speak it without fear, without favor, because only the truth can set us free. Where we come from, in that hallowed land, blessed land of Biafra, it is said that Ezioku Bundu, truth is life. That is why we must continue to do this very work, continue to speak the truth without fear, and to remain so before our enemies. We must be without fear before our enemies. The number once again is +447 937 698 758. I repeat, +447 937 698 758. This will be our number for the next few days coming, and also +233 549 354 543. And this is Radio Biafra. We are using, because of the overload on Radio Biafra, we are using Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. We are using Radio Biafra 1. People are free to call Radio Biafra. Don't be afraid and think that when you call Radio Biafra, we will begin to ask you for defense fund. No, we are not doing fundraising here. We are on Radio Biafra to disseminate information, to come together to go and get Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are. Oh, my goodness me. Somebody said hello and then went back to wait for their voice to come through their system before they continue. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do this very work anyway. Sometimes not very fashionable, but somebody has to do it. On a day that we continue to bring to you by way of headlines, that there is turmoil, there is trouble, there is mayhem, there is disaster, there is death at Okwe, that people are falling by the wayside, people are dying, those of them who dared to play with the name Biafra. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is something I find astonishing. How can somebody be calling Radio Biafra for days? You pick up the phone and they don't say anything. That is amazing, isn't it? Very, very amazing. The same person will call us in London and the same thing will happen, because for some reason this very line contains his number. When he calls, he doesn't say anything. I don't know why that is the case. And the line will just be running. I don't know why they do it. This is Radio Biafra. The Skype plan we are using today is Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra, all lowercasing, all one word, with the figure 1 at the end. Radio Biafra 1. There is no space in between. You add us, you call us, and we should be able to take your call. Our number here is plus. I'm repeating all these numbers so that you store them. It will what we're going to be using them for the next few days. Very, very important. +447 937 698 758. I don't know why this individual even bothers to call us. He calls and he doesn't say anything. +447 937 698 758. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
I can hear you, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please go ahead.
Yeah, director is Chukwubike. It's Chukwubike, coordinator.
You're a coordinator, you must know to turn down your system, please. I can hear it. Turn it down. You're a coordinator.
I don't have any system on, director.
Where am I getting the voice from? Is the voice feeding back at me? Where am I getting it from?
Okay, it's your voice. I have off it totally.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Chukwubike Nwafor, calling from Italy, the new Roma coordinator.
Thank you very much.
After coming last time.
Yes.
So, director, I thank you. I'm the guy that follow you from Roma to hotel, the guy who drives you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You are the driver that very day. You are now the coordinator, is that correct, for Rome?
Yeah, the former PRO. I'm now the coordinator.
That's good.
Of Roma.
That's very good. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Director, we are very soon we make indigenous people of Biafra Roma here. We make indigenous people, we make them happy. We make them happy because we are working. That's why I haven't called since a long time ago, because I want to put many things in order before I recall. Yes. I want to make some announcements of our oncoming meeting and also our national conference in Padova. If you are living in Italy, or a friend of Biafra, or you are in the transit, so far you are in Italy on the Saturday, this week Saturday, June 23, we are going to have our national conference at Padova. You can contact Mike Irania. All of you know him. You contact him. He's the national coordinator here in Italy. Then, or you contact Mark, who may be deputy national coordinator, to know the venue in the Padova. Then, also, we are going to have our meeting here in the Roma. Hello?
We are listening. Please go ahead. I don't interrupt people when they speak. Please go ahead.
Okay. Also, we are going to have our meeting here in the Roma on the same Friday. Immediately after that Friday, we'll be going to Padova, from Roma to Padova. So if you are coming to our zonal meeting on Friday, for the place we have made our last broadcast, that is the place we are permanent doing our meeting every Friday and every Sunday, so that we can meet up for other activities of indigenous people of all over the world. So while coming, prepare yourself very well by bringing your monthly due and your Biafra Resurrection Fund. Try to do this. Chukwu Adeoma will bless you. So when you are coming, you prepare yourself, bring your friends and their well-wishers and the friends of Biafra. So after this, from there, we all go to Padova direct, because the meeting is for everybody. The meeting no reject anybody. The meeting wants all of us and our friends come and say your view, and they come and make your contribution in the Padova on the 23. Director, thank you. Thank you here, and God bless you, and may God bless the entire Board of Radio Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We are doing the best we can. We are making sure that the propagation and dissemination of information that will take us into the very blessed land called Biafra continues unabated, that these very efforts do not relent. We don't prevaricate. We do not retreat, and we do not surrender, because we do not have anything else left other than to serve Chukwu Abiam in truth and honesty. The best way to do that, my dear people, is through Biafra. No other way can you serve God, only through Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening to you.
Good evening, Barrister. What happened to you? I've been waiting for you. I announced that you should call me on this number all this while. For the past 3 hours, I've been waiting.
Director, I've been working on calling you on any number wherever you are in the world. That's what I've been doing, and I managed to get through. So wherever you are, even if you're in Japan, I'll get through to you without much of a hassle. Good evening to all of you.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. But I must say that I'm a bit divided here, because I've been concentrating to register my number so that whatever Director is, I'll get through to him, not actually knowing exactly what the news is saying, except I had a few ideas of what was going on.
Now, Barrister, you see this number now. Yeah. This number that you called, you see this number right now that you called. This number you must save. Anytime we are outside the United Kingdom in 190 countries of the world, you will get me on this number.
Absolutely good.
In 190 countries of the world, this very number you're calling, this very number this evening that we're using, we can use it in 190 countries, plus 44793769875 8. People must save this number. That is the default line for Radio Biafra Live Transmission. Please go ahead, Barrister. Go ahead.
I'm delighted, Director. Well done for all you've been doing for us. And we are assisting in every way we could. And the zoo are there confusing themselves and managing to see if they can resign what Lugard did in the past. But we are here because I and Uche, before we are talking earlier in the morning about those who are supporting Gulo Jonas and those of Hanese and the governors. And I was saying earlier in the morning that it's only now they are waking up, realizing that the House of Fulani, Boko Haram, are not of their own kind. They have now resorted to supporting Gulo Jonathan. Of course, here on Radio Biafra, we have nothing to do with Gulo Jonathan. He is on a different planet while we are going back home to Biafra land. He has not been supportive of us. He's been voting money in and putting in money on how to destroy, distort, and destabilize what we are doing here. And of course, we know on whose side we are standing. Mohajin, or whatever you call his name, provide all these weapons the Christian is threatening every time they will do this, we do that. Why not provide those equipments, those weapons to Biafran people? Let's do this job that he's not able to do. Because, of course, it's taking us time to gather ourselves together and make things much more easier. But, Director, even if it takes another 2 or 3, 4 months, we will get to where we are going because we are determined. I have said earlier that Radio Biafra, the editorial board, we are voting on what we are doing here on Radio Biafra, and nothing will ever change our views. And I must thank fellow Biafras, those who are continuously making their contributions in many ways they could, and those people of Biafra Extension, and our friends who are supporting what we are doing here. To God, my protector and guide of you, we accept, we respect, we appreciate everything you do here for us. Director, back to the manager.
Really. Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister at our comfort zone. Do not adjust your dial. We are coming to you live and direct. We are ensuring that everything we are doing is right and just before man and before God. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you to ensure that the propagation of this gospel is unrelenting. Anytime you experience any loss of transmission signal, do not panic. We are not in the United Kingdom. We are not anywhere. The internet connectivity is stable. We have come to a place to do the work that you asked us to do. What matters is the result. That is what you asked us to do, and that's exactly what we are doing. Wherever you are, our broadcast comes twice every blessed day. In the morning and also in the evening, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., every blessed day, without fail, without hesitation, we have Radio Biafra. And as long as we are on air, nothing is going to stop us from coming to you, bringing you live transmission of all that is happening in and around you to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. As I said to the barrister before, and as I will always say to those of you who are listening to Radio Biafra, this is the number for you to save where you are. +44 79 37 69 8758. In time, this number will replace all the numbers that we have because this number is universal. We can take it anywhere in the world, transmit from anywhere in the world. You call us and we will be able to receive your calls. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you once again. Of course, we are moving inexorably to the end of our program. But all the same, we must acknowledge those who are joining us, regardless of how late they join us. The caller on the phone, I don't know if you can hear me. If you can, this is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot, because we have lost them. We have lost them. We ask them to please try and call back again. Try and call us back. These numbers that we're issuing to you is the number you must guard very jealously. Guard them very jealously, because with this very number, you can get us wherever we are without us incurring undue and unnecessary costs. It is very, very universal. The number is +44 79 37 69 8758. We have another number as well here. It is +233 549 354 543. And this is Radio Biafra. Let's go back and see if the line will hold. The caller on the phone, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. You are going to be our last caller today. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Please give us
Hello?
Your, give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. He is waiting to hear his own voice. That is the problem that we face, our people. that goes to show that we have not been listening to live broadcast for a very long time, because NTA comes to you. They say nothing to you. They tell you where Jonathan is going, where he is feeding. A new kilometer road has been opened. The same usual rubbish year in, year out, and nothing happens. That is why our people are not polished enough to understand how to communicate when they call a radio station. I don't understand it. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, good evening. Good morning, Director. We're from Indonesia. My name is Nyemechi. I'm Musa.
Nyemechi from Indonesia. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, this is my first calling. I've been trying number since to reach you, but I was opportune to get a number this morning. This is exactly 3:54 a.m. in Indonesia now. And, Director, I'm here to acknowledge the work that we are doing and to say a very big kudos to you, Director. Yes, yeah, we have been saying about our people ignorant. I don't know what else to do for our people to know the meaning of what they are doing. To reckon that when you call somebody, come, there is a very big trouble in our father's land. Let's go and know something to do to get back our land from those Fulani people. The person will keep on asking you, yeah, you are calling me, are they sharing money? Are they doing this? Are they doing that? So I don't know why our people is ignorant of this. So, Director, that is number one. Number two, many of them will keep on asking, Biafra, the war they fought in 1967, that many people died. But if you want to know what they are telling me, I should call the grandmother in the village or the grandfather in the village to ask she or he how was to fight another war. They will disown me or they will. I tell them that hence I am concerned that any person that says there will be no war for me to get freedom this time around, that person means that you don't need my progress. Because in this, our generation is the time that we get this Biafra that we're looking for. Once again, that is it. Once again, I want to use the opportunity to tell all the whole beloved people in Indonesia. There's something I want to tell you. In Indonesia here, only two areas that people live, if all the people that live in that two areas could come out and say that they want Biafra, Biafra will get scared. Now. We have to imagine that we are more than millions of Biafrans here in Indonesia. But anybody that we are telling of Biafra is telling you, this one, giving excuse of this, maybe some that have a small house built in Abuja, a small house built in Lagos. So, Director, I want to use the opportunity to tell all the Biafrans, any man or woman born of a woman of Igbo is a Biafran, whether he likes it or not. So I want to use the opportunity to tell them that we are meeting every first and third Sunday of every month at a garden, Batavia, in the garden. We urge everybody to come and join us so that we get our freedom at our own time. That is it, Coordinator. Once again, I want to acknowledge your words.
Thank you.
To say a very big thank you. I want to say a very big thank you to
all the Biafrans all over the world that we should not get tired, that by special grace of Chukwu Abioma, that this our land that you are looking for will never pass us next year, 2016. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
And God bless you too, my dear brother. And you are indeed our last caller, following the failure of the previous one before you, to say anything that we can term as being tangible or audible. Thank you very much for that. And thank all of you for listening. We are going to be here tomorrow morning. I will host the program tomorrow morning as well. And I will thank Uchemefo once again for the wonderful and stunning work he's doing. I saw Uchemefo on TV. I couldn't believe it. It was astonishing. We thank each and every one of you that makes this program what it is. The very eminent barrister himself, Carol Monday. Everybody that supports the editorial board of Radio Biafra to continue to carry out its functions and its duties to make sure that this very information gets to the end of the earth. We are here. We are not going away. We are doing our work. And as I told you, after the 30th of May, and it is happening. It is now happening, isn't it? The criminals are turning against themselves. Those who stand on the path of righteousness and untruth is now dealing with those of them that want to follow Ifeajuna down to his grave. That is what happens when men are dishonest. But I thank Chukwu Abioma for his mercy, for his glory, for allowing us to remain steadfast, to remain honest and straightforward in service to his wonderful and holy name, which we shall praise in this new Biafra forever and ever. Because we do not think that it is appropriate or right for us to worship God in a strange land. That is why I say, wherever you are listening to us, having listened to us, or will listen to us tomorrow and beyond, that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abioma is God. He is God. Chukwu Abioma is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abioma will bless Biafra. I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, and I say good night to all of you.
Iye! Ada Osu! Iye! Iye! Chimomama Osu! Iye! 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 Iye!